Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. Welcome. It's one of those things of sitting here and going over a bunch of stuff that we're going to be doing in the next week or so. I just want to sit here and thank everybody who has been tuning into all of our shows and all the callers that have been calling in. I thank you very much for all that support and all those calls. And just it's one of those things of focusing on the whole thing and saying more of it, more and more and more and more. So therefore, today, we're also answering questions and doing free readings, too. So call in here at 646-721-9031. Today we're going to do another, we're going to basically work with one of the angels. We were talking about the 22 angels of the Council of the Inner Plane, from a guy, an author that I actually like. I think he's awesome. John Randolph Price. It's the Angels Within Us, a spiritual guide of the 22 angels that govern our lives. And today, we're going to go over the angel of illusion and reality. Who is this angel? Her duties and that kind of stuff. We've already gone over the angel of abundance and the angel of unconditional love and freedom. So we're going to continue with these and talk about the angels. And see, it's the idea of the whole situation, guys, of how important it really is to work with these angels so that and understand how these angels work so you can also keep that consciousness of yours, that subconscious mind, clear. And nothing but positive thoughts so these angels can do their jobs. Can actually help you materialize and manifest the world that you want, the life that you want. And that's the whole thing about how these working with these angels and going over this whole thing. If you look at today, we're talking about the angel of illusion and reality. But, sorry, guys. It's amazing how people just got, you know, have a good... Hold on, guys, hold on. We might have an important caller. So, hold up. Hello? Hello? Yes? Yes, can I help you? Okay, don't you ever love when people call you? They answer the phone, they think they got the wrong answer. They never ask you, and they hang up, and then they're sitting there scratching their head for the rest of the day. I can just imagine them. They're just sitting there scratching their head going, should I have said anything? Should I have done something? So it makes you wonder, doesn't it? 707 area code. So I was just kind of curious about that whole thing. So, it's kind of a crazy situation. I want to sit here and go over this angel that we're talking about today in detail. And I want to sit here and talk about the other ones, too, as well. We're sitting here talking about the angel of unconditional love. And then we're talking about the angel of unconditional love and freedom. And we were trying to specify the idea of loving unconditionally does nothing really in your life but free you. It's a way of developing freedom, of realizing when you love everything, everyone, love yourself, then you understand that everything happens for a reason. And by understanding that everything happens for a reason, it's easier to deal with life in that aspect because you just realize from that moment on that everything happens for a reason. So everything's going to continue to happen for a reason. And the more you understand that, the easier it is to let go. And let life be life. Let everything happen the way it's supposed to. Because we talk about manifestations, but really, honestly, when you're talking about manifesting things in your life, you're actually talking about letting the gate, opening the gate, letting down the resistance to basically get what you deserve to get all the things that you were entitled to when you came here in the first place. And somehow you've kind of like got knocked off the path. You've blocked certain gates so the angels can't do their work. And they can only do, well, let's put it this way, not do their work, but basically help you manifest the life that you want because they've got that block. So all they can do is help you manifest what you have in your subconscious mind to use as a blueprint. So if you have nothing but negative thoughts in there, that's what you're going to get, negative results. So we're trying to sit here and talk about the angels. And actually, the angel of illusion is actually, I think it's the next stage. We have the angel of unconditional love and freedom, and angel of illusion and reality is the next one down. It's next, number two. Well, actually, number one. Because the angel of the unconditional love and freedom actually governs over the 22 angels. I guess in some ways you would say the head honcho. But at the same time, this angel is also zero. So this is the, in the tarot cards, that would represent the, how come I went blank on that one? The, oh my gosh, I don't like when that happens. When I go blank, because it's one of those things, guys. You know, you sit here and go, wow, I'm just a bit nervous. And I know for a fact that nervousness has a tendency to make you forget things. So I'm trying to relax on that part. And at the same time, I'm sitting here looking at that as a zero, which is the Fool's card. Why couldn't I not? For some reason lately, anything that has zeros in them, I can't remember. Like off. I couldn't remember how to spell off. Kind of a weird thing, but it happened. So in the tarot cards, this angel is symbolized by the card numeral zero. While the 21 major trumps represent manifesting aspects, expressions, and emanating of the zero card. So they're all working together, but that's the one that sets the tone. In the name of the Fool. So that's kind of one of those things you look at. No matter who you are, what you have done, it's like God is always telling you, I love you. I love you as myself with no strings attached. You are free and I have no concerns about you. So it's like, I guess in some ways it's like talking to the angels too. I love you. So open up the situation. Open up the gate. Open up the gate. And then we zip over to here as we're sitting here looking at the angel of illusion. As like I said before, we found that the angel of unconditional love and freedom was the master of the casual powers, the first principle, which overshadows the other 21 and was represented in the tarot as a zero card. Angel number one is the angel of illusion and reality, considered the guardian of the first gate in consciousness. You know, it's one of those things. It's like on the table of Isis, this first projection of unconditional love was symbolized as a magician, which is the number one card, with a sign depicting a disc with a crescent above and a cross below. In the tarot, we also find that the first card is the magician. Astrology, the energy of this angel is also known as Mercury. And in the wisdom teachings that the origin in ancient times teachings that originated in the ancient times to awaken an individual to his divine nature is called Hermes, the messenger of the gods. So we focus on the meaning to be the magician. In the sacred schools of spiritual philosophy, it was taught that the entire outer world is but a dream. The magician is the master of the dream, who uses his energy of creative intelligence to cause the earthly conditions of an individual's miscreations to disappear suddenly and be replaced by the expressions of spirit. That happens when the angel is totally free of ego influence. So if you look at the situation, that is kind of a really crazy thing right there in itself, isn't it? So I'm going over these things myself and working with these angels. And like we were talking about before, the best thing to do in a situation like this is meditation, of sitting down and learning how to connect with this angel. But also going into the situation of connecting with all of them at the same time and working with them to find out if this might be the one that you need to work with, which is basically a meditation where you sit down and you do the whole calming, relaxing, getting your muscles, getting yourself calm, opening yourself like you would do your normal meditations. And in the process, you will ask your guardian, your guides to guide you to the council of the 22 angels, and to picture yourself going down a hallway, seeing a door of the light shining through it, getting to the door, opening the door, and seeing the council lay there before you of the 22 angels, and taking in, looking at each one, looking into each one's eyes as you go across the whole aspect of taking in all the angels, you know. And you will feel the energy of what they represent. And it is simply giving your love unconditionally too, as loving these angels, and you feeling the love back. And as you do that, it's almost like, thank you, angels, for working with me. But if there's one angel, or if there's a few that I need to work with exclusively to open up the gateways because of certain things in my life that are not happening, please let me know now. And then open yourself up to hear what the angels are going to say to you, if anything. More likely, if there's something to be really told, they'll just give you messages on how to continue what you're doing. And try that. And once you connect, like I always said before, the more you start connecting with them, the more that connection's opened up, the more you feel it all the time. So it's like asking, I ask, no matter where I'm at, angels, you're walking in the store, should I buy the brownies or should I buy the healthy food? Which, you know for a fact you should, and they probably do too, but at the same time, it's just the idea of understanding, what can you ask for? Anything. And you look at that whole situation. And we're sort of talking about this angel being able to do its job by freeing it of ego influence. The more with you, it's like working with your angels too, to clear yourself, to be more spiritual. This is why people are drawn to being spiritual. Because they're tired of the ego. Because the ego just keeps taking them down paths that keeps getting them in trouble in situations. And they're tired and exhausted, and they're trying to figure out what they can do. So they get pulled to these things. So that's the reason I sort of pulled to this, doing this radio show, doing these shows, talking and working with you, and also in the midst of my readings and that kind of thing. I'm not a person who just does readings, per se. It's not one of those things, it's sessions. So that's why I always have hour sessions. Most times you can do readings in 25 to 30 minutes, sometimes 15. I've actually done readings in 5 minutes. So you ask yourself, what was the remaining time of that? It's the idea of teaching people they can do the same thing I'm doing, just on a personal level, and always taking it with them, no matter where they go. So therefore, you don't have to keep a psychic on speed dial when you get yourself in trouble in situations and don't know what you should do. It's like this angel here, we're learning that the ideal of ego influence keeps these angels from doing their jobs. So we look at, just the ideal. Look down at the posture of the magician. It clearly indicates that he's drawn. So he draws his power from above. He's using the forces of nature until, but you also see those things. He's probably, like there's a candle burning at both ends. But it's almost like if you look at the situation of looking at the magician. Look at the magician in the card, okay, guys? This in itself will help you understand a little bit more about this angel. Because the magician is actually, the candle is being burned at both ends. Why is the candle being burned at both ends? It's more of an indication of getting information from above and coming down through. So the candle is a representation of channel coming through you. It also represents the things we're trying to accomplish. As some people would say, I got so much on my plate or so much on my table. This is the idea where this comes from. You look at the situation, a fruitation of things that you're working on. The cup represents love. The pentacles represents money, abundance, prosperity. The knife represents things that you need to work on, issues, that kind of thing, things you need to let go of. The wand, I feel like in some ways it's, as a way of things that we need to focus on, get a handle on, and those kind of things. And if you look at the top of the card too as well, you see that there's an eight above the magician's head. Okay, when you sort of look at that situation, that's basically infinity, going on forever and ever and ever. So the idea of talking about these things in certain situations, or certain aspects of life, it's just kind of, it's like things going on forever, but in a good way. In a good way. Everybody. I think we're supposed to have a guest on the show today, so everybody hold on. Hello? That's okay. Can you tell me who you are?
I am Neo Kumalapu from San Francisco, California.
Okay. And I guess I'm trying to understand the situation between you calling me. And the reason I'm kind of like distracted right now, if you want to, if you could call on my radio show, I'd love to have you on a guest today.
Okay.
Okay? Today?
Okay.
I'm on the air right now, so just call the number in. What I'll do is I'll call you, and then I'll bring you on. I'm going to call you in the next 5 minutes. Already?
Alrighty. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys. All I can say is work with me here for a second while I call this person and bring her on the show. Okay, guys. Our guest has finally showed up, and I'm saying that in a nice way because it's one of those things of, I guess with time frames and all kind of stuff, time zones, we're losing it. Okay, guys, hold on. Okay, guys. Okay, just hold on, guys. I want you to. Hello? Hold it. Okay, I'm going to hold on. All right, everybody. Sorry about the misconfusion, and we're going to bring a person on the show named Moshe. I'm going to bring it on here. For some reason, I'm just having a tough time. Hello? Come on, give me this thing here. Come on. There we go. Hello. Hello. I can't. I'm sorry, but I really can't hear you.
No.
Huh?
Can you hear me now?
No. Oh, I can hear you faintly. I'll say that. I can hear you faintly. And there she is. Okay.
Okay.
All right, we can hear you now.
All right.
Okay. And your name is? I want you to pronounce it.
Miloshi
Molecule. I'm curious.
Miloshi.
I'm trying to say it right. Miloshi.
Correct.
Molecule.
Correct.
Okay. Well, like I was going to say before, my curiosity on that whole thing is your name. Is there a certain meaning behind your name?
I'm not sure. I do know that it is Japanese.
Right.
My last name is French, but I don't know the meaning of it.
Okay. And I noticed you're calling from area code 707. Where are you calling from?
Vallejo, California.
California. California has a lot of area codes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And today we're sitting doing the show on the Angel of Illusion and Reality. And now, you sat there and was saying earlier that you are familiar with these angels too, correct?
Yes, I feel like I am.
Oh, you feel like you are. No, that's okay, because a lot of times with situations I've been in, it has been a situation of going with your gut feeling and your intuition and where you're being guided to. So if you feel like you're familiar with certain things, there's probably a good reason why.
Oh, okay.
So best to do on a situation like that is just to express yourself, to have information that comes through. Because a lot of times with people, angels giving messages come through other people. So would you have any kind of insights on the angel? I mean, just hearing the name Angel of Illusion and Reality. I mean, what would you think that angel is about?
I'm not sure. Hopefully it's an angel of guidance. But I don't know, actually.
Well, it's like we saw it before. It's like looking at the angels, and this card here is number. We did a show on the angel of illusion and the angel of love, unconditional love, and freedom. Now, when we sit into that show, we were talking about when you love unconditionally. Okay, when you love unconditionally, there is a freedom because you don't worry anymore, and worry is like having shackles on you. And when you love everything and everyone and love yourself unconditionally, there's nothing to worry about because you start realizing that everything happens for a reason. And when you start realizing everything happens for a reason, then in that aspect, you expect the world to go on just like that. So therefore, what's the point of worrying?
Yeah.
The lack of faith. So you just found faith in yourself. So what it's saying is unconditionally loving, the angel helps you to unconditionally love yourself and everyone. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And then the freedom comes afterwards. That's why the names of the angels are the way they are. So this one here is the angel of illusion and reality. Now, in certain aspects, in everyday life, there's things that you're always looking through. When you look at people, things, and situations, of looking past the illusion to see the real deal. And once you are able to do that, if you can't do that, if you're always getting caught up in situations of reality and certain things that are going on, what the problem is, this angel is not able to do what it's supposed to do. And what I mean by that is the angels are constantly working. It's like the law of attraction. The law of attraction never stops working, and the angels never stop working, but they can only work with what you have to give them as a blueprint. So if there's only negative thoughts in there, then all they can do is give you negative results. If it's positive, then they give you positive results. So it seems like in the situation, you could say in your life, this is one of the angels that you're being attracted to because it's one of the ones you need to work with. To open that gateway up to get past the illusion that you see. And what I always say to people, think about this, is everything that's happening right now is the result of how you used to think. Okay? So now we're going to change the future. So we change our thinking now to have a better outcome in the future. But it all starts now. Even the idea of loose the past starts now. And that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, a lot of sense.
I should get paid for this, but just kidding. Well, kind of. Let me be honest with you. Yes, I think everybody should be compensated, that kind of thing. But this is a joy. It really is. And with this angel here, it shows the angels, what we were talking about before, that these 22 angels are also represented by the higher arcana, the cards in the higher arcana of the tarot deck. And the first angel, the angel of unconditional love and freedom, was the zero, okay? That represents, to me, in some ways, also clearing out and starting things over, but also starting afresh, anew. But it's also represented by the Fool's card, which means it's time to take a new journey. And then we have the angel of illusion and reality, which one we're working with today is number one. Now, the one thing I was symbolizing on, too, is everybody's popping in is great. The number one, which is symboled as a point, means concentration, attention, a limiting of the field of activity. This is also the absolute, absolutely indispensable to all appendages for truth. Until you have learned to concentrate, you cannot perform the great works. So basically, when we look at the magician is... It's like a representation, a manifestation, and in the process of doing that kind of work. Oh, shoot. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. But one's a good number, too. It's a good start. But we were sitting there looking at that whole thing as something we should do on the aspect of the whole thing. So, like I'm saying before, working with the angel is a good thing. What I was going to say was there's another aspect too. In order to release more of this high energy into consciousness, we need to continue the work of dispelling illusions. See, people think that dispelling illusions and the things that are going on in our lives right now is something we just do once and it's done. When it's actually learning how to do that, so you can continually keep doing it. When we look at the magician, it talks about the symbol of infinity is over his head. So it shows that... in the process of continuing to go forward, you're going to experience all these things. But as you experience these things, you also learn techniques how to deal with them, how to get through with them. So things start getting easier and easier and easier. And that's what it's saying here. Okay. So, what is a mental illusion? It is the misinterpretation, the misperception, the mis. Okay, guys, hold on for 1 second. This is my co-host, and she hasn't showed up either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hello?
Yes.
Yes, we're on the air right now, so if you'd like to join us, that'd be great. I'd love to have you here. Come on, please.
Yes.
So you just jump in there, and I will get you on as soon as I see your number pop up. All righty?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys. She's got a sweet voice. I might just run off to her, with her, and we'll go to the freaking Iceland, and you'll never see us again. That's the way it goes.
Okay.
You had your chance. okay. So what I was saying was, okay, the misapplication of a principle based on lack of knowledge, and able to grasp ideals and apply them to construct living, it is an undisciplined mind resulting in fuzzy thinking. A person with such a state of consciousness is usually a poor communicator, unable to express the jumbling of thoughts in her or his mind. So if you start thinking about that thought itself, what that means to me is a person who has a tough time communicating with people around him usually has a tough time communicating with himself. So what I'm saying is, in order to bring in more of this energy of working with his angel, is the idea of learning how to communicate with yourself, which means be honest. Okay, we're trying to manifest things here. When you use these angels, we're going to work together. What it means by working together, it means you have to be honest, too, exactly what you want. Because if you're in the process of settling for things, you're going to attract more situations and opportunities to just do that, settle. And that's all we don't want to do.
Correct.
So, you know, but also on the same thing, we're... let's see what we can do about to balance the mental illusions caused by misperceptions and misunderstandings. What we need to do there is break the ego grip on this angel and allow its creative intelligence to radiate through consciousness. So we're talking about consciousness here. So, you know, what is in your consciousness right now? What is that one thing that's keeping you from getting what you want and keeping this angel from being able to do his job? It's like I've sat there and said this before, and I have a friend of mine, and that's all we're going to tell you. Because I don't want to sit there and bring her into the whole thing, because she's in the process of really going through a spiritual thing of learning a lot of things too as well. So that's not the point. But the point is of her sitting here talking about things and constantly projecting constantly over and over and over again, that she can't understand why things keep happening, why she can't get herself out of situations, why this, you know, it's a constant why. But she's not, but she wasn't really communicating with herself to be honest and say, okay, there are still some fears that you haven't dealt with. She's trying to say, no, I've dealt with everything. I've done the work. I've done the cleansings. I've done this. I've done that. And it's still going on. And I told her flat out, what? Okay, fine. But reality tells us, because these things are still happening, that you haven't found the root of the problem. So the honesty thing here is to be honest with yourself about the situation, but also being honest about the fear that might be keeping you from that, too, as well, which is getting to know who you are. So the idea of the angels is pointing out that ego is getting in the way. And to me, the ego is the one thing that keeps telling you can't do something. Or you don't want to do this because this might happen. The difference between angel guidance and your ego guidance is your angels are always setting you up in situations that are win-win situations. We were talking about before, manifestations. You know you're making the right choice when you go in the right direction. When you manifest something, the person who actually brings it to you or it comes through usually is also getting something they've manifested too. So therefore, it's a win-win situation. If it's not a win-win situation, like most people say, I got to do this. I got to go over here and I got to get married today. We just got to get married today. But in the process, she takes money away from somebody else in order to do that. So somebody gets hurt or somebody is in the situation of lack. That's telling you that the direction of that decision is in the wrong direction or it's just a path that shouldn't be chosen right now because people are getting hurt. We won't say right or wrong because more likely if she's still going on that path, she's still learning something. Even if it's the ideal, I'm not going down that path anymore, and to point out the people that she's actually taking away from in order to accomplish what she wants. So it's a selfish mode and a selfish act instead of looking at it and let the universe take care of it, which always gives everybody what they need. And that's what I'm saying with this situation here, which is like, boom, what the heck are we talking about, you know? And those kind of things. So that's the ego talking, telling you that you need to do this and do that because it just has to be done right now. And guidance, angel guidance and spiritual guidance will sit here and tell you that everything has to happen at a certain time. But you also will sense a certain flowing too as well. There's no urgency to jump right into something because you know for a fact that everything happens for a reason. If it's not happening today, doesn't mean it won't ever happen. It just means some variables of the situation haven't fallen into place yet. So when this angel can do its job, everything's easier. But it's also easy to distinguish between the ego and angel guidance or spiritual guidance. As well as known, this is an easier. It's easier said than done. It is a difficult change. It's difficult to change a consciousness of errors with a consciousness of the same vibration. This is why we have been given these angels, these holy helpers, to work with creative intelligence to separate the true from the false in our lives. It also helps us to use our powers of concentration in the right way so that we may lift our minds into Christ consciousness. And I think some people are kind of confused about what that means in some ways. Christ consciousness means if you sit here and look at Jesus when he did his miracles and he did his acts, his miraculous acts, he didn't think about it. Okay? He just did it. Got to fill the masses. I got to feed the masses. And that's all, once he heard the little thing that says, I got to feed the masses, he fed the masses. He didn't think about it. He just knew he could do it. And that's the way things, that's what they're talking about, having a Christ consciousness, because everybody has that ability of thinking it, concentrating, and then following through with the action. So next thing you know, we're sitting there looking at the situation going, okay, what are you going to do? I've done this myself before, too, where I'm sitting at a bus stop or certain situations of watching the manifestation happen. But also, think about this, guys. Take it and use this as an example. I used to hitchhike quite a bit, and I was always trying to figure out, why am I doing this? Why am I in certain situations? Why is certain things going up, going out and going in? And what the heck am I out here hitchhiking again? And everybody keeps saying it's dangerous. But I started noticing that, for some reason, I never got myself in trouble. Okay, it was just getting from point A to point B. But it was also proven to me how manifestation works as well. When you manifest something, like me sitting there trying to manifest a ride, it taught me that the right ride and the right person and the right car to take me where I need to go might take 5 minutes, but it also might take 2 hours. But the point is, they're trying to match me up with the right transportation to get me from where I'm at to where I need to go. Do you understand what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. that was a really good example or good lessons to learn of noticing that. Also, I noticed that when I get angry or I get upset and things would happen. Like one time, I mean, I was basically apologizing too. I got mad because I'm sitting there going, God, you have never put me in a situation where I'm getting rained on. And here it is raining. Nobody's pulling over. I'm tired of this crap. You know, I'm sitting there going, hey, so this is a spirituality thing. I'm going and doing all the right things, but things still not falling into place. And you're kind of angry because they're not happening quick enough. And then all of a sudden I turned around, and guess what? In the midst of my anger and just yelling, I turned around, and my ride was sitting there the whole time, waiting for me to turn around and say, hey, we're here, right here. So it was one of those things of focusing and concentration that when we're, this angel also helps you to focus, concentration, clear your mind, still the mind, so you can see these things when they happen, so you can take advantage of them a whole lot quicker, but also help you lift down your resistance, because the more you practice detachment and letting go of things, the quicker they happen, and the things that you are wanting to happen will become a part of your life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit here and say, we're going to go sip to the meditation real quick of this angel, which is simple. The meditation goes like this. And like I said before, this is John Randolph Price's book called The Angels Within Us, a spiritual guide of the 22 angels that govern our lives. He's also the author of a book called Super Beings, and I definitely recommend both these books. So if they all come working together, then you'll see what I'm saying. Next thing, you'll be buying a bunch of books. And then we need to take it one step further. The books are great. They're good references, but we also have to come up with our own little techniques, our own little ways of doing these things, and you'll see that you'll start manifesting things at will. And the meditation goes like this. As I look below, I see the child I was, afraid of the shadows, thus interpreting wrongly, perceiving falsely, and imprisoning my divine messenger, the one who pierces illusion to reveal reality. That is all in the past. I am no longer a child living in darkness. I am growing up, going up, and in the ascension, I see the light of the world of my divine consciousness, and I move into the light of myself, the glorious radiance of spirit. From this mountaintop of eternal brilliance, I look before me and see only the shining beacon of truth revealing the reality that has always been. Of what was I afraid of? Whom did I fear? There was nothing in the shadows that could harm me. It was only my reaction to the darkness that bound me to the illusion. In the light of understanding, I see this now, and I will remember what I have seen. From the very beginning, my spirit went before me to create harmony, beauty, and peace. And it is forever lives within me, guiding me to follow those same footprints in the sands of time. Beloved Lord and Master Self within, day by day I am growing into your likeness, and I know that soon, in a flash of light, the two shall become one, and I will know myself as God being me eternally. My Holy Self, I ask that you guide me to meet the angel of illusion and reality, the hands of spirit signifying creative intelligence. Let us proceed now. And that's one of the things I was talking about before. As we sit there, with the Spirit of God within as your guide, take the inner journey to meet the mediators between the lower and the higher minds and establish a bond of friendship and cooperation with them. And like we talked about the prayer before, it's the same thing basically of the 22 angels where you work with your guides to take you there. Or you can use God and whatever you're comfortable with, your angels, to take you to that council of 22 and basically let them do what they got to do. Also, it's a communication, and if you keep that communication open, then you will always know which ones are not able to do what they're doing, what gateways are blocked, because you got that communication going on. And when that communication, like I said before, when it's continuously open, and you're even the idea of communicating with your angels, you will see that in the process of doing that, communication is great. Communication is good. You also start communicating with yourself more. You'll start asking yourself questions. Even when you're in the store, there's something that's going to spawn on you to say, okay, should I eat the brownies or should I buy the bananas? I mean, sure, some people say that's a simple answer. You know, you get the bananas. But sometimes in situations, we're talking about simple things, or maybe just the idea of everything. And when those angels are able to do what they've got to do, everything's fine, everything's moving forward. Even if you have certain situations that can arise, that some people look at as difficult, it's easier to get through those. I'm just saying, with those angels and the way I've been working with things, and the idea of, I used to have a situation with tarot cards that I wasn't too sure about, and then I heard about those. You know? I'm trying to figure out something here. When I started working with them, I started really realizing those situations and what was really backing those cards up. It changed my attitude. You know what I mean? It changed my outlook. I started looking at them differently. Okay, the higher arcana of the tarot deck is backed by angels. Oh, we lost her. Well, let's go take some calls, huh, guys? What do you say? Let's answer some questions. Hello, area code 321. You're on the air, and welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you? My name's Kenesha.
No. I was just trying to say something, Kenesha. I'm sorry. Yes. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. So I noticed you're calling in. Do you have a question you want to ask us?
I have a question. My question is, I was talking to this lady yesterday. I was going on my way somewhere, and she was stopping. But she stopped me, and she was talking about, you know, haunted houses or whatever and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And then she got into saying, like, how, you know, she's able to communicate with people who are deceased, and my brother happens to be deceased, and she was telling me things about my brother. And then she went on to say, talk about my boyfriend, who happens to be incarcerated right now, and I was on my way to go see him. And she told me that this other woman that he also messes with, she lives out of town, but she said that the other lady has, I guess, roots on him. So I was calling to see if that's true.
So this lady, basically what you're saying is this lady told you that your boyfriend's involved with somebody else.
Right, and that the woman has roots on him.
She has a what for him?
Roots, I guess, like voodoo roots.
She has roots for him?
Roots on him. I guess like it's like voodoo or something like that, roots.
She has voodoo on him.
Yes.
So this lady told you this. Why did she tell you this? That's what I'm curious about. Why would she volunteer this information?
Because I guess like she was letting me know that, you know, like once he gets out that he was going to go where the other woman was, and that he's going to always go back and forth between her, no matter what woman that he's with, because she has roots on him.
Okay, so the reason you guys are having the problems you're having and the reason the situation's the way it is because someone supposedly did something to him.
Right.
And now he has this curse on him.
Right, basically.
Let's all sit here and sit back and think about this, guys. I want you to all sit here and listen in. Curses can only hurt people who think they can. It's a power of suggestion. I don't care what anybody says. And the mind is a very powerful thing. So fear, it can be really used against people in a situation like this. I feel like this woman you're talking about also has her own agenda here against you. Okay, this lady you're talking about, how old would you say she is?
I think she looks like she's probably in her late 50s, anywhere between 50, late 50s, mid 60s.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm trying to figure out the situation, because I see it very clearly as in manipulation, okay? Almost like there's a connection here. between the woman she's talking about. How would you put this? He's got something on him where she feels like she needs to do this to alienate you away from your boyfriend. Because she has, I almost got the impression like she feels like she has somebody better for him. I also feel like in some ways there's a jealousy about the situation too, towards you and the situation.
Oh, but see, I don't know this woman at all,
I understand that. But see, people have to understand one thing. Just because you don't know them doesn't mean they don't know you.
But I don't know, but I'm serious. Like, she doesn't know me because it's like my first time, like, second time seeing her. We don't know each other. No, I'm saying this.
I understand that, guys. Listen to what I'm saying. I used to have a stalker. Never knew who she was. Never met the woman in my life. But she definitely knew who I was, and she followed me from spot to spot while I used to work for a carnival. Okay, that's what I'm saying. The situation is, just because you don't know her, you never crossed her path, does not mean she doesn't know you. Okay? And we're not saying on a personal level. We're just saying that she knows you. She's trying to cause... I mean, I'm seriously, think about it. Why would this person come out of nowhere and just tell you something? Because, I mean, telling you something like that sure ain't protecting you. It's playing on your fears. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see her, like, trying to manipulate me to get so she could do something what she wants to do. I could see her, you know, telling me that to do what she, you know, because she might have, like, a little current game going on.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's crazy, isn't it? This is a scary thing anyway. I'm just saying, look at you. I'm just saying, with the situation, I want you to calm down and relax and just sit around. How do you get these symbols on your names? I'm sorry. Yeah, when you're in the chat room, some of the people don't have just a little Z next to their name. They actually have a picture. I don't have a picture. How do you do that? I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the situation going, sometimes it's just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm saying. The woman is trying to manipulate a situation the way she wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to be nice about the situation because in some ways I don't want to sit there and make you mad or anything like that. It's just the idea of separating from your he's not your husband, is he?
No, he's not my husband. No, he's not my husband.
Okay, I'm just saying with the situation, I feel like you need to sever ties there for a while.
I need to leave him alone for a while. Is that what you're saying?
Well, how long is he going to be in there?
If I don't get him out, he'll be in there for like 6 months.
If you don't get him out, why would you want to get him out?
I don't mean to ask you a lot of questions. I mean, I guess like I'm in between. Like, should I get him out or should I just let him stay?
Okay, but what? You okay, know? What? Okay, this. Okay, I'm just looking at some things here quickly. Okay. I'm shot in the head on this whole situation of saying, why are you settling for this man when you're destined for so much more? That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, makes sense.
It's okay. Like I'm saying to you, it's one of those things where it's up to you, okay? You make the decisions. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do, okay? Have to do anything that you don't want to do. All right? But I'm just saying, from what I can pick up with the situation, you're sitting here trying to debate on a lot of things. Hold on for sweetie. I'm going to bring my co-host on too, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Kat, are you here?
I am present.
Okay.
Better late than never.
That's what they always say, and I don't think so. No, I'm just kidding. So we're gonna fine her $200. But not really. But it sounded good, didn't it? So Kat, you are very gifted.
Hello.
You're very gifted in your talents too. I want to thank you for being here today. And we have a lady with us who is having a situation with her boyfriend's in jail. And her, I wish people would sit here and say the truth. He's in jail. He's not incarcerated. To me, incarcerated means I'm stuck in the closet and I can't get out. So could you lock the door so I can get out? But I mean, what the situation here is, he's in jail, but some lady came to her and told her that he had a curse on him, that he would never have anything in his life, basically, when it comes to women. Am I not, is that right? That's basically what she said to you, right?
Right, that he'll always go back to the other woman because she had, you know, whatever on him.
And I was picking up on the situation saying, I feel like their path crossed for one reason. Not so this lady could tell her this, and I feel like this other lady has her own agenda too, but I think it's a sign too for her to basically move on, because I just see a lot of chaos going on in that whole situation. And I feel like this old lady should have told her flat out that it's not the idea of him going back there and he has a curse on him. I wish people would start, you know, doing that stuff of manipulation, of trying to say, okay, why don't you do this? There's a curse on him. Run. You know, when they could just sit there and say, you know something? The person's like this. Let's give the people, respect the people enough to give them information. And let them walk on. Because I feel like, I'm trying to pronounce your name. Pronounce your name one more time so I won't mess it up.
Kanisha.
I feel like in some way she should move on because she's destined for more. She's, you know, it's almost like in some ways she's at crossroads right now. She don't know if she should get him out or not. And I think
okay,
she should.
Can I ask some questions?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay. Hi, Kanisha.
Hi.
Hi, darling. First off, how long have you been with this guy? Were you with him before he went to jail?
Yeah, I've been with him, like, off and on since 06.
Okay. Has the situation why he's in jail, has he changed? Has he been in and out of jail?
Not really. When he goes, it's just for, like, not really. He's not in and out. No, he's not an in and out of jail type of person, no, at all, period. No.
Okay. So he just was at the wrong place, wrong time?
No, he's just old. He owes fine that he hasn't paid for. And here,
okay.
If you don't.
Yeah, I got you. I understand. They'll take you in. Yeah. okay. Well, what's your question about the relationship?
I don't know, because, I mean, I don't really, you know, like, I'm stuck in between on, I guess, like, you know, should I actually, like, let him go, you know, because I kind of feel, you know, well, I'm not sure if he's going to go back to the other woman, you know, or if, you know, our relationship, or if he's going to try to build
up. Okay, so there's another woman involved.
Right. But he said, like, he doesn't talk to you anymore, but I think he do, you know, sometimes or whatever.
Okay, yep, you know, and I'm getting that he does, okay? And so you really do need to move on. Be a friend, if you can be that for him, but romantically, don't be involved with this person anymore because it will bring you down more than lift you up in the long run. You can do better, honey. You can do better.
Because you are better. I mean, you're the rock that he has.
Because you're worth it. Because you're worth a man out there that has got his shit together and wants to love you for your mind, body, and soul, and that is on his path, you know, where you don't have to doubt.
Right.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, when I sit here and look at the situation, there's a lot of... You're kind of like, you got this energy about yourself where you're thinking he's going to do just that, go back with this person, and that's a fear. And I feel like that's the reason you're hanging on to the situation, hoping that he won't, when you should be looking at the situation, the deeper problem, the deeper rooter situation here is you.
Well,
you
I guess
want.
Like I always made up in my mind, you know, it's not that it's a fear, it's just that I'm like, you know, getting myself set up as if he does, you know, go back, that's going to be the end of us. Like, I'm not going to accept any phone calls or anything, you know, like that.
Honey, you should go ahead. You really do need to go ahead and let him go, not accept his calls, and let that boy move along as you move along, and this is a good time because he's in jail. So this is your opportunity to fully bring your power back to yourself, to own your power and to walk your force as that woe in front of that man. God didn't put that woe in front of man for nothing, honey. You know, be in charge. Okay. It's okay. There's so many people in this world, honey. There are so many people in this world, and there's one that is right for you. And through time and discerning and learning, you know, more you learn yourself, more you learn about, you know, a better one for your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, did we lose Donnie? Am I just here? Hello?
Hello. There's nobody here, man. Gosh. This is just really crazy, guys. So we apologize. Skype kind of like dropped everything for a while. And hold on. Difficulties everywhere. I'm going nuts. Three, one, eight. Why does it keep doing that? I'm just getting nuts here. Let go. Okay, I was on the air. Thank goodness. Okay, here we go, guys. Hold on for 1 second. Okay, everybody. Can anybody hear me? Okay, here we go. We are back, I think. Are we back? Hello?
I'm here.
I'm making sure that I'm actually on, okay? I guess if we can hear you, I guess we should be able to hear me then. Okay, guys. Sorry about the breakdown. Go ahead.
I'll check my computer.
Okay. I'm looking at the situation going, okay. If you want to call and get some questions answered, the number here is 646-721-9031. We've been talking about the Angel of Illusion and reality, who she is, what she does, what's her duties, and that kind of thing, and going over some situations, which is the second angel of the 22 Council of the Angels on the Interplane. It's a very powerful angel, too, as well as the Angel of Illusion. I'm sorry, the Angel of Unconditional Love and Freedom. Like we were talking about before, the Angel of Unconditional Love and Freedom was the ideal of when you... The job is to help you love unconditionally. And as long as you're loving unconditionally, the angel can actually help you manifest what you want. So therefore, you have this freedom that you never had before because you're not worried about anything else. Because you realize you don't have to worry about anything else. And that's the angel that's represented by the higher arcana card, the Fool's card, which is a zero. And then we go on to the next one, and we're talking about the Angel of Illusion and Reality, which is talking about working with this angel to look past the illusion of things that are going on in your life to actually stop putting the energy into them and start focusing on the reality of part of, which is basically the reality or the realistic part that most of you people have a tendency to throw in people's faces is what you manifest and what you conceive and perceive your life to be, not what the person who's telling you to get back to reality is. And in other words, the angels are communicating through that person to say, yeah, get back to reality, but not their reality, yours, to understand that you have this really strong sense of this really strong imagination, which enables you to manifest. So Kat's with us today, and she was with us over the weekend, correct?
Yes.
And you were just having a great time, so you decided to come back and be a co-host for a while.
Sure did.
And how's that working out for you?
I'm excited. I'm ready for some questions.
So am I, and it's like people out there, just call in and start getting our questions answered. The number here is 646-721-9031, and so we're sitting here waiting for callers to call in. The Angel of Illusion and Reality, I mean, we're talking about the Council of the 22. I mean, Kat, have you ever heard of these angels yourself?
I have in my own personal experiences of growing, yes.
Oh.
Today, the Angel of Illusions and Reality. There is a big difference from reality and what we create as our reality in our mind's eye.
Right.
So, let's see.
In order for us to create the life that we want, we have to look back past the illusion that we've created today. You agree?
Well, how do you tell what's illusion and reality? Is there a trick that you know or something we can tell people the difference to?
Yes, we were talking about that before. We were talking about how can you tell the difference between your guidance? Because we're sitting here talking about the Angel of Illusion talks about that you have to basically sever ties to the ego projection. which I've actually done, where it's like, what's the difference between your ego and your guidance, your spiritual guidance? And I've always said to notice that the ego is the second thing that jumps in. It tells you either you don't do it, or you can't do it, or you're just not worthy. You start doubting yourself. But when a guidance comes through from your angels and your guides and that kind of stuff, they're always leading you in directions that when you manifest things, the people that it's coming through and people that are crossing your path, everybody's, it's a win-win situation. Everybody's getting it. Now, in a situation of letting you listen to your ego to take you somewhere, like the example of my daughter decided she needed to get married. But in the process of getting married, she took money from something she shouldn't have, which actually people, I wouldn't say suffered, but it was something that everybody didn't win. It wasn't a win-win situation. The only person won was her. And then indirectly, by making the decision, we're actually looking at the situation as in, did she win? What was the urgency? And that's the ego saying, I have to do this right now. I. Now, when I've heard my guidance usually comes through and says, you are beautiful, you are caring, you can do this. It's encouraging. And when this angel is able to do its job correctly and properly, because there's a certain time before, I said the angels are always doing their job, but they can only do what they can do with the blueprints you give them. So if you have negative thoughts in your mind, negative results are what you're going to get. If you have positive thoughts in your mind, then positive results is what you're going to get. And then we're all working together on the whole thing. So that's the difference between the two. Guidance is very encouraging and leading. And you also feel like when you make that decision, you feel like it's a flow of going forward. And a lot of times with these urgencies, you feel like you're stuck. You have to make this decision in order to get things flowing again. And that's an illusion. Because if it was real, I was on Courtney Bibb, who has a show called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. I was actually on her show this morning as a guest, which it was kind of like, I didn't know about that until I actually called in to just, you know, I was going to ask a couple questions. And, well, the next thing I know, I was on the show as a guest in like 5 minutes. So it was, I would say it was one of those guidance things that said, yeah, go ahead and do the show. That made it easy for the transition. I didn't talk myself out of it, so no, I can't do this. Or the ego saying, you know, what's going to happen when people take you the wrong way? Will this happen? You know, what are you doing on her show? You should, you know, she should be on your show because it's all about you and that kind of stuff. That's ego. And I just sat there and said, okay, I was able to do that. When, you know, maybe years and years ago, I might have thought about it, but this time, and still done it. I'm just saying, in this situation, it just made it easier for the transition to make the decision and go, yeah, let's do this. And in the process of doing that, I really met some nice people and actually was able to do some readings this morning too. And it seems like I'm actually falling into other ways to just do readings. You know, we're always looking for ways to promote ourselves and to reach more people. And I feel like the more I put myself in the flow of things, these things are happening a whole lot more easier. And it just seems like it's a constant flow. I don't have to do nothing. And that's what I like about this. It's like coming to a point in my life of going, okay, if something doesn't hit me right, I can just make the decision to either walk away and not deal with it and understand it or not. But more likely, it makes it easier for me to go, it's okay for me to walk away. I don't have no responsibility to nobody else but myself. So it's not a win-win situation, and it's not working. And more likely, if I don't make the proper decision, it's not working for somebody else either. So did I answer your question there, Kat? I'm sorry. I just go with the information goes and that kind of thing. And we're not there anymore.
I'm here. I'm listening. I'm actually reading on some things to talk. I was listening and stuff. I was learning a little bit more about the angel of illusion and reality.
So if you got some questions, guys, call in. Now, the number here is 646-721-9031. If you also want to do private readings, the information is in the chat room. I'm sorry, guys, about you all getting cut off there a while, but we lost everything, so please come back, and let's get things going again. Let's all talk and listen, and let's make this a teaching and learning experience. And if you got some questions that you want to call in and talk to us about and get some answers, come on, guys, call in. That's what we're here for. We really want to help, and we want to be there for you. We want to answer those questions. If you want to call me for private readings right now, I've got this great thing going on where it's if you call 937-838-6337 or contact me on my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, We have blocks of time right now, and it's going like this. 11, if you buy 11 one-hour readings as a block of time, that's $100. What that means is you could take that time and get in before the end for the deadline, which is the rates are going back up at the end of February, and that enables you to have your readings and spread over, if you want to, 6 months time period, and so you take advantage of those rates. And we also got the thing here with six. If you get 6 1-hour readings, it's $50, and if you get six 1/2-hour readings, that's $40. So it just enables you to get the blocks of time. So therefore, like say in the future you want to get a reading but you don't have the money, you already put in for your six-hour readings and you got it covered. So therefore, all you have to do is call me up and remind me. I'll look at my files and my records and say, okay, yeah, let's go. And it's as easy as that. So also Kat does readings too. She's very gifted. And hey, Kat, if you get a chance, you can also put your information in the chat room for everybody to read too as well. And right now you can actually tell everybody how they can reach you for readings and your information, if you would. And let me see. She's not there. So it's been one of those crazy shows, hasn't it, guys? We're just kind of going bouncing back and forth, in and out. And I don't know if it's the weather or just Skype itself, but, you know, it's one of those crazy things. So like I said before, we're talking about the 22 angels. The 22 angels is a very powerful group of angels that work on the inside, work with the planes of abundance, unconditional love. And John Randolph Price has a lot of good books on angels. There's another book he has too called The Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. It's a great book. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. I mean, I'm going over the thing myself. Excuse me. It's one of those freaky things that when you sit there and you get drawn to things, these are great references to go back to. I still want to go over the whole thing myself and just kind of like put a lot of detail in everything. I mean, we were talking about the deck, the tarot deck, when I was talking about the magician card. I mean, if you ever looked at this card, it really shows a lot of things, going to get all things working as a whole, and how we can balance our life out by just getting things on the table in order. And it was just an interesting, very fascinating thing. You could sit here and take one of these cards and make a show of them. They're just powerful cards. The magician, if you look at the magician card, I mean, even the cloak that the magician wears represents how to cover your life and yourself in balance, to basically have balance in your love life, your money, when to cut things loose, and how to get a handle on things, which is the wand and the swords, and have a fruitful life. I mean, if you look at the card itself, it got flowers and fruit, and it's like vegetation everywhere, which it shows that when your life's in balance, you're constantly going forward and things are working and everything is coming into roses. It's just a great, powerful thing. And the books are very good in talking about angels and giving you a different aspect of what that means. Angels in general, I mean, shoot, the book itself, also about the angel of energy. The angel of energy talks about the mighty hands of the angels as they're coming in. We also told you, so told that I think it's the ideal Psalms 91. Talks about God gives angels charge of us. That's the idea of the concept behind guardian angels, of angels always being with us. And then as we progress, it seems like a lot of things have happened over and over and over again where we just have this, how would you describe it? All this protection around us, not just angels, guardian angels. We have guardian angels, angels, archangels, guides, ascended masters, our higher self, Holy Spirit, Jesus, which is ascended master, God, everybody working together to make sure that we have this great life. So it's always a fascinating thing to do. I'm really sorry, guys, about the connection, the back and forth, but like I said before, we're going over some information on the angels. I guarantee if you get these books, you'll understand what I'm talking about. This could also clear up a lot of things in your life right now where you can't figure out why they're not working. And give it a little flow here, guys. Let's get a little flow. What do you say? As we're sitting here going over the thing, I was looking at my angel cards, which I have a very powerful deck. What I did was I took Dorian Virtue's deck, the Archangel deck, and the Healing with the Angels deck, and I put them together, combined the two together, which is a pretty big deck, and people freak, but, you know, it's still workable, and it still does a lot of powerful messages when we do readings, because I build these nice pyramids where I start out with seven cards, and proceed to put cards on top of it. So it'd be 7, 6, 5, 4, 3 until we get to a final card, which is cool too in itself. But I notice that the number 3 comes up a lot. So in the process of 3, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But all those 3 cards also have a story of their own. So I love doing readings with these cards. So all I'm going to say to you guys out there is call in 646-721-9031. And we're going to sit here and do some readings too. I got these cards just waiting for you. So let's do some powerful readings. We have plenty of time. And also inviting you guys to be here Friday and Saturday. We're also, as we go along with the readings that we're doing today and every day, but mostly on Friday and Saturday where we have a little more time to think and focus, we're bringing up people's past lives and giving you a glimpse of past lives that you've been into, the information, and what you should do to actually really focus and bring up more memories about those cards as well. Those past lives and those kind of things. And we're also introducing you guys to the angels themselves one at a time. We're also going to go over the tarot deck itself, too, to show you that, you know, a lot of people are kind of freaking out about information and stuff that filters out and that kind of stuff. But I always like to sit there and put over things of duality. Duality is one thing of understanding that we have tarot cards, we have angel cards, and people have a tendency to use them for the good and the bad. And it just seems like it's happened from the beginning of time. People tend to take to things. It's like we used to talk about relationships. Relationships are a good one. For an example, showing people that we have a woman and we have 2 guys pursuing her. They both use the same techniques in order to obtain that girl. But see, at the same time, one's sincere and one's not. But they still use the same techniques because they get results. And, so one actually deceives and the other one is actually to love that person. But they still exist. We just need to know how to do that. So the reason I'm sitting here talking about a lot of things, the tarot deck, to help people understand and put down the resistance and their fears of what these cards are about, what they represent, and what you have working with you when you do this, because people are always asking, where does the information come from? Who are you listening to? Who are you talking to? And it's the angels. Angels and guides. We do have certain spirits. But if I'm not mistaken, there's also a thing in the Bible that also talks about how to distinguish between good spirits and bad spirits. So if we wasn't meant to communicate, then why would there be something to help us understand and distinguish between two, a good or a bad angel, spirits, that kind of thing? So it kind of makes you wonder and kind of think. So I was sitting there looking at these angels, and I thought it was very amazing to watch and work with these angels, because I know for a fact that when I started working with these things and doing the meditations, I can feel an energy, a very positive energy, when I sit there and work with these. And this basically put me to a situation where I'm coming up with my own and coming into my own of doing things that I feel like I should be doing. And that's the reason I really have studied these books. It's like it reinforces what I already know and what I've already been doing, but it just gives me more knowledge and more information. Like we were taught, the angel of illusion in reality is talking about the more knowledge you have, the more you can expel the influences in your life that are bad and see the good. So the more information, the more knowledge you have, the more you can see through the veil of illusion and see reality for what it really is, which is basically saying, it's like having a big wall in front of you, and the life that you're meant to have is on the other side. You know, I guess the more knowledge you have, like if you sit there and think about it and study that wall and look at it, and you'll come up with ways to either get over it, get around it, get under it, or go through it. It's just the idea of studying and acquiring knowledge to do that. And then all of a sudden, you get to the other side, and there's your life. So the wall is an illusion. But on the other side is reality, which is what you're meant to have, the life that you were meant to have, which is incredible, isn't it? So I sit there and started studying the books, and I started thinking, my thing is the idea, why are things not the way they should be? So that's what I'm saying. I guess that's what I'm emphasizing on the knowledge and the wisdom. You know, with knowledge comes wisdom. And wise, being wise about certain things, it's also, the books also reaffirm that, too, in some ways, of looking at situations with you and everybody else out there, that some things you already know. So it doesn't hurt to go get the books anyway to reinforce that. So you are going in the right direction. Because sometimes we have a tendency to question things. And that's what happened here. I was looking at things in my life going, okay, it says that I should have, and I always felt that too, that I should have more than what's going on. So I started really I just started really looking and examining things and going to the library and looking up information, finding books, and just, I don't know, it's just one of those things of looking for knowledge, looking for knowledge, looking for knowledge. And I started realizing that there was a lot of information out there. And when I applied the techniques and the prayers and the meditations and started being attracted and drawn to certain books, certain information, certain paragraphs, and I started noticing that when I would utilize that information, it always made a positive difference in my life, so I just kept them going. So it was interesting in itself to figure out what was going on. But here I am all by myself, and it's really, I'm getting, my co-host hasn't come back. I'm sitting here really wanting to get across to everybody just how important it is to work with these angels and how spirituality, if you're really being drawn to it, how it can make a big difference in your life, because I know it's made a big difference in my life as well. I'm just sitting here focusing and even talking to my angels too, of actually bringing more, you know, helping me to draw more people to me, so therefore I can actually be of service to everyone, each and every one. So that's my thing. So if anybody can give me some information on how she, I think she has a penguin on her name in the chat room. How do you do that? I want to do that with mine. Nice little picture or something. So so I was looking at that, and then it wasn't working. I don't know what was going on. I know, that might sound like a crazy thing to you guys. I'm sorry. Sorry for the mix-up and the breakdown. But thank you for being here in the show, and thank you for the people that called in. And if you really want to call in, get some questions answered, I really welcome you calling in right now. The number here is 646-721-9031. And we're going to take two minutes just for a pure second of sitting there looking and focusing, and everybody focus on exactly what they want right this minute. And we're going to sit here and go with that real quick. So 2 minutes with just a little bit of silence. All right. Okay, guys, I know that wasn't quite 2 minutes, but hey, you know, we're looking at the situation here, and it's been an interesting show. I don't know what happened. We really lost touch and lost connections, and I'm opening it up right now saying, hey, guys, come on in. Just check it out. Come on, guys. I know I'm a little fascinated there for a minute about the name and on, how would you put this? Everybody has a picture. A picture on their, well, not everybody, but a couple of people had pictures on their little names on the chat room, so I was just kind of figuring how to do that. It was very interesting. So you see, I'm just really curious about a lot of things at the same time, so sometimes I go to a flow. So if you want to call in here and get some questions answered, we are doing free readings today too as well, like we always do, and then Friday and Saturday we're going to do nothing but free readings all the whole 3 hours, and we're answering questions. We're also doing this, guys. We're also, when you call in, if you ask And remind me, I will also give you information about your past lives. And there are some, there are a few people in, who are actually in the chat room right now that I would definitely say that information is coming through. So if you can, you know, if you guys can do that, you know, pop in there, call me on the queue, or even ask me in the chat room if you want, and what's going on, then I give you that information. It's no big deal. We were talking about the angel of illusion. Illusion and reality, which all I was saying was to briefly put that in perspective for you. It's the idea of looking at everything and saying, okay, this is the way it is. When you look past the illusion, you see reality. And people are trying to say, okay, what's that mean? How can I tell what's going on? Well, the problems and the things that are not working right, that's the illusion. To look past that, to see the life that you were meant to have, that's what we're saying. That's the angel of illusion and reality. Picking right in there, boys, and saying, hey, this change that, this let that, this take the ego and kick him to the side and say no more. We're going to sit there and think about the life that we want, the life that we're meant to have. And I was talking about this yesterday where, was it yesterday? No, I'm sorry, guys, it was Saturday. So the ideal of the situation at hand, of looking at situations and trying to, because of what, how will we put this? We were looking at the situation and what that means when we manifest. And then some people get angry because certain things just don't happen. And they kind of say, well, I thought I could manifest anything I wanted. That's true to a point. In certain, and there, this, when John Randolph Rice wrote this book called The Abundance Book, as you're reading the book, you'll start noticing that he says that you're not really creating anything. But what you're doing is you're using the techniques to let down the resistance. So therefore, for what you was meant to have, the idea of abundance and prosperity in the life you were meant to have is like going back to Adam and Eve before the garden incident. Being, you know, basically, most people say they were kicked out of the garden, and some people say they left because they felt they wasn't worthy because of what they did. Either way you go in the situation, the point is that's where we came from. Okay, so abundant and prosperity, life, the life that we were meant to have, existed. So what it's doing is, by doing these techniques, you are letting down the resistance, so therefore you go back on the path that you were meant to have in the first place, and getting all the things that you were meant to have. So that you can tell when you're in the flow, things start popping in your life at leisure. You have the money for everything you need. All your personal needs and your family needs are being met. The things that you want to do, those kind of things, become easy, obtainable. Opportunities to do just that, the opportunity to be what you love to do in the first place is going to happen. All these things are going to start falling into place. Using the law of attraction, you can attract anything you want to you, as long as you're in alignment, you see? As long as you're in alignment. And plus, at the same time, they said everybody's working. The angels are working, the law of attraction is working, but they can only work through what you give them to work with. So if your blueprint says, my life sucks, then you get that life. If you have a life that says, I deserve everything, and they have the blueprints to work with, then it's exactly what you get. You get that. So you see, it's pretty easy, right? It is easy. But, you know, the idea of being in this human body has a tendency to put a barrier between that, where we think everything has to be difficult. And being difficult with ourselves means we're not communicating. And people say, what's the illusion? How can you tell what the illusion is? The illusion is what you see right before you as problems, issues, limitations, the lack of. Those are illusions. Because the reality part is abundance, prosperity, happiness, joy. Anything opposite of that is an illusion. So therefore, kick it in, kick it out, and do what you got to do, and everything will be fine. You know, I'm sure you're going to have a couple of times where there's still going to be some lows. But after you've gone through and really worked and done this kind of work, yeah, they're going to happen, but you're going to get through them a whole lot easier. You know? So let's all sit there and think about that for a minute and work together. And let's answer some questions, guys. If you want to know about your past lives, call in. If you want to ask a couple questions about dreams, you want to ask a couple questions about finances, relationships, companionship, is anything happening? Am I working with the law of attraction correctly? Call in and ask a question. I have no problem answering those questions for you. So let's all take a deep breath and just open ourselves up to what's going to happen here in the show. And the number to call in is 646-721-9031. I've lost my co-host, and I have no idea what happened there. So what I could do is, I do not know what to do, guys. I do not know what's going on. I guess I could call and find out, but then again, I'm really trying to emphasize on the whole thing. We're doing free readings today. And we're talking about the 22 angels. And I really, really recommend that you get these books by John and Randolph Price, The Angels Within Us, Angel Energy. He also has another book called, how would you put it? He also has a book, which I've been having trouble finding here lately. I think it is an older book, called The Alchemy Handbook. It's a great book on how to get exactly what you want in every part of your life by using divine alchemy. And that's a very interesting thing. Can anybody... That's a very good book. It really focuses. That's the one thing, too, I think we ought to understand, is the idea of concentration and focus. And some people say, well, I can't do that. So I got all this stuff going on. That's because you're focusing on the illusion. Once you sit there and understand it is an illusion, you have to go from that point to focusing on... You have to focus on what you want. In the process of focusing on what you want, I guarantee you the illusional part is going to be gone. Because I guess what we're trying to emphasize on that too as well is what's happening today is the manifestation of how you used to think yesterday. And now we're trying to change the future. And I feel like by using just this one angel, the angel of illusion and reality, you can see through what you see as problems and understand those are the illusion. Those are things that they were created, but they're not going to be around very long. But as we found out with the angel of unconditional love and freedom, you can make a choice. Either you can put your energy into the problems, or you can put the energy into manifesting what you want. But you can't do both. So which direction are you going to take? And it's simply that simple of taking that direction and going down that way. And I know for a fact myself, by working with the angels, you can turn things around very, very quickly. But in certain aspects, you also have to realize one thing. When I was sitting there saying, if you've been negative for 10 years, you should at least give it 5 years for the positive. What I mean by that is, it's the ideal of going through a lot of stuff. You've picked up a lot of things. So in the process of cleansing and clearing and balancing out your chakras and your aura and yourself, it's going to take some time to get those channels open and working properly like they were supposed to in the first place. Doesn't mean you can't. It just means in certain aspects with certain people of certain levels of what path they're on might take longer for some people than it will take for others. But it still takes the work to get through there and in the process to do that. So I want you all to think about that for a minute, of clearing out those channels and taking some time to do so. Don't sit there and go, okay, I tried it for 5 minutes and it didn't work. Just the idea of you saying it didn't work is a word of putting emphasis on that in a certain aspect of negativity. So therefore, you're working against yourself. And we don't want you to do that. We want you to work, and we want you to accomplish what you're going to set out to do. So let's take a couple callers and answer some questions. What do you say, guys? All righty. Area code 520, you're on the air. And then we have area code 702. You'll be up right after this person here. So, area code 520, you're on the air, you're on the show. Welcome. What's your name?
Hi. Hello.
Yes,
hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I don't know. It's kind of been a crazy show, very eventful.
We've
lost a couple times. I get kind of scared.
Crazy.
Okay, guys.
It's been crazy energy, I think, with everybody.
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, look in the chat room, and I have nobody to talk to. I'm feeling really sad. You know what I'm saying? But
Well, my name is Kina.
And I
wanted to get see what you would pick up on. Somebody that I care for deeply has confided into me that he got a judgment against him for $32,000. And I was wondering what you think the outcome is. I don't think the outcome is going to be good.
Very interesting. Yes, what the person you're talking about, is it possible to have a first name?
Jerry.
Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, Jerry seems like he's in a situation where he's freaked out about this judgment and this this money, but I also feel like...
he is, and I just have a feeling that's why he's leaning towards me, and I don't want to be a part of it, but I got a bad feeling about
it. Yes, the problem is Jerry's freaking out because Jerry just got caught. And I guess we'd sit here and say this is karma. You're right. You should sit there and I don't feel like you should sit there and distance yourself from the person just because he's a little freaking crazy, but more or less of if you have to distance yourself because he's leaning toward assistance. Because in this situation, this is where we talk about putting blame where blame belongs. He did this. He has to work through this. He has to understand why it's happening and what decision he made for it to be put in this position in the first place. This person seems to be, I'm trying to be nice, but in certain situations of looking at the person, he does have a tendency to be a user. Does that make sense?
That's why I'm not with him anymore.
Right. So I'm saying with the situation, I feel like you should have severed ties with him for... you should have severed ties a long time ago. You are a very kind, nice person.
Yeah, I did sever them. I did sever the ties. I mean, I know that he's come back around, and he's confiding to me as a friend, but I think there's other motives, and I just wanted to see if you picked up on that, and I wanted to... about the judgment. I think it's going to affect his house, and I feel like he's going to lose his house.
Well, the point is, the reason all these things are happening is because of the decision he made, and he's really feeding into the fears of why he did it, because the idea of a user, we all know for a fact, a user is a person who's walking around in fear because he's scared he won't have anything, so he takes it from everybody else. So we can look at the root of the problem, that Jerry's not a bad person, just actions. And that's the thing I see here the most. And he will get sick, and he's worrying about this and the other one. It could be simply, this is the thing we're talking about. The angel of illusion reality is really blocked on this guy, because if he saw the whole thing, first of all, he wouldn't be using people, because he would see past the illusion of what the problem is and why he doesn't have the things that he should, which is kind of funny, because I don't really feel like the guy's in need. But I feel like he also came to you, too, as using the title friend. I'm confiding in a friend. At the same time, he's going, help me out, give me some money. You know, that kind of thing. And I'm sorry, that's why I keep forgetting what he's thinking. I'm being very nice to her because I have to, because she's got the ticket. I don't know what that means, but he feels like you are the solution here, and you're not the solution. We know for a fact is him. I'm really tired with this guy. I feel like he's had a couple awakenings, and he didn't use them. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah, and I think he's keeping somebody in his life, living with them just for the financial, and I think that's where his karma's coming.
Yeah, some people's karma. Sometimes when you really feed into a lot of fears, your karma comes back very quickly. Because I feel like karma is actually a thing that is another awakening, smacking you in the face, going, you know, this is happening for a reason. But I've also done a lot of work with people, and there was actually some information I got from Dorian Virtue, who also has a CD called Karma Clearing. And it's basically talking about once you come to the realization, you don't have to let karma do what it's got to do. If you learned your lesson and there's certain things happening, well, just the idea of learning your lesson, you're going to the point of saying, okay, I need to cleanse that out and clear that out. So therefore, you're able to do that. This is the situation with him of changing things very quickly and looking for solutions. I just wish I wish the situation was better for between the two of you. Because right now you don't trust him as far as you can throw him, you don't really trust him that far either. I get the impression.
I mean, he hasn't come to me and even told me about this financial situation. I just got wind of it through his family members, and he doesn't know it. But so I wanted to touch base with you to find out what you thought. And I know that he's freaking out, and I have my gut is that he's gonna pay with it with his house because I think that this is a second mortgage.
Right.
That he defaulted on.
Right. So yeah, there's a lot of decisions here that he should have not done. Which would not put him in this financial situation.
Will this come out positive or
he loses his house. He's gonna lose his house. I wish I could sit down with this guy and say, this is how it works, dude. If you sit down right now and started doing some really good meditations and clearing out your chakras and actually focusing on this karma and admitting that you have caused it. Because that's one thing he's sitting, the idea, I keep seeing this guy freak out. He's so freaked out, he's not really realizing that the decisions that he's made have brought him to this point. What I'm saying is he has not come to the point in his life of taking 100% responsibility for his life, period. I get the impression of him losing his house, and I don't know, for some reason, where's his parents at?
His parents are here, but I think after him, we had just broken up, and then 2 months later, he got with this girl and moved in with her, and after that, his parents says, I'm done.
Well, it's going to be a touchy situation, because he might actually wind up back at his parents. They're done with
him. Yeah, but I guess what I'm feeling, and maybe you can confirm this, is that I finally moved out. I left him 6 months ago, back in June. I left him. Got my finances in order, and I got my own place. I got a new vehicle. I'm doing really well, and I feel like he's going to try to move in himself with me, and I'm like, that's the feeling I'm getting.
See this, guys, if you listen to this woman here, she got away from a bad situation, a bad person with bad energy, and next thing you know, her life is brighter than it's ever been. So I'm just saying, I would definitely confirm it for you that he's going to try. He's looking at you as a source of income. I was going to ask you too, was the idea you had, the reason you were having such financial problems when you was with him was because of him, right?
I don't know what happened, to be honest with you. I was doing good one day, and then the next day before I knew it, I was just in a mess. So, and then I left him, and then by November, I was able to get my own place. I went and got another vehicle, and I'm doing okay. But I don't know if it was because of his energy that was bringing me down.
Ah, yes.
So I just want to keep that energy clear. I don't want to be brought down. I mean, I care about him, but he got himself into this mess. He needs to get himself out of it.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's the hardest thing to do. You know, really, seriously, it's the hardest thing to do is to sit down and deal with it and understand that you really care about somebody. He has what?
Well, he has addictions on top of that. I don't want to put up with that. He's alcoholic, and I think he's doing drugs, but I can't confirm that, but I know he's an alcoholic.
What the heck?
And he won't admit it.
Okay. I get cocaine.
Yeah, I don't want to say it, but yeah. that's my feeling. And that's just because of his behavior that I am noticing. And
cocaine.
I have a little boy.
You have a little boy?
I have a little boy, and I don't want that for my son. I don't want him around it.
I don't blame you.
So,
you don't have to.
So I just wanted the confirmation that I'm not being harsh because I've struggled, and I know people need help. But
well, see, this is the thing. We're not responsible for nobody else but ourselves. And once we make a responsibility for ourselves, I guarantee we have a tendency to attract other people who are the same way, so our life gets better. But at the same time, it's just a realization. You got to come to that point too. But does that mean we can't help other people? No, but we got to be in a good place to do that as well. You can't help him out because of the situation, not because you can't or you don't want to. It's one of those things that he needs to learn how to fall on his face. Learn how to pick himself up. In the process of learning how to pick himself up, he's going to see what brought him there in the first place. And we're going to hope that he doesn't repeat it, because I feel like he's done this before. It seems like this is a continuous cycle back and forth of not learning what brought me here, where I lost everything, and now he's on the point of doing it again. And I do feel like I feel like the energy that he has that contains with him of being negative and just the aspect of the whole thing. Because think about this. If you were with him and you were in a relationship, I know for a fact you guys were being intimate, true. Hello?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, just think about it. We're all adults here. We know what sex is all about. So there is a sense of combining two people and what's going on. So when you have that kind of connection, especially he's a male, so therefore, you know, I'm trying to put this in a weird way. I'm not sounding so graphic, but it's the idea of injecting his energy, his ideals, who he is, into you, as in that's energy. And what? So I feel like it affected you, and that's why your finances went from one day to the next, boom, because of being surrounded by the energy. Because let's be honest. If we had sex with a person who's possessed, you probably would be, in some ways, be affected by that as well. So that's what I'm saying here. And because I'm sitting here and looking at the thing, it was a miracle to me when you look at the situation of separating from this person and moving on, and the next thing you know, your life's better. I mean, he's getting better and better and better and better.
Yeah, I did, in a matter of 6 months.
Yeah, so you can't look at that
whole thing. And I
want
to stay on this road.
I'm just saying, you got to look at the whole situation of being, and you know, in certain aspects you can say that bad people, bad energy, bad things going on, they affect everything around them, everyone and everything. So we got here. So the decision is you can't go back there because he's still the same. That's the bottom line. He has not changed anything. You can be friends, and I feel like somewhere down the road you will be. And again, but right now, like I said before, that's exactly what I picked up was he's using the title if he comes back in your life. He's using a title to get in. So he's not being sincere, honest. And I know for a fact you sense that and you feel that. That's why you're really not wanting to go there, and you want confirmation to make sure that you're not being a bad person, when actually what you're doing here is you're being a really good, loving person because you're putting him in his place where he can deal with this whole situation, which basically you're helping him to come to realization so he can get himself out of what he's doing now so it won't happen anymore. I have a funny feeling it's not going to be that way. It's actually he's going to put himself in a situation a couple more times. The cocaine seems to be really out of control to the point where that's the problem. That's where the money.
Okay. Well, you know, I've always trusted what you said. It's pretty much everything that you always tell me, and I've bettered myself by listening. So I just wanted that confirmation, and I do appreciate it. And the honesty, the bluntness is what I need, because I'm a very black and white person. And, you know, so that's all I wanted to make sure that I was getting the right feeling.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, and you're actually being more loving to this guy than most people around him by making him do what he's got to do.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, and be in touch.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And slowly, there we go. Sometimes the switchboard takes a little time. But it's now on the hour of 1 hour and 11 minutes. So it's all make a wish that we all get exactly what we deserve and whatever we're focusing on, all the money, prosperity, abundance, all of our manifestations that we're focusing on right this moment. If it's like me, so I want to make a $2,400 income for the week. I want to have a very happy, happy relationship, marriage, that kind of stuff where everything is just going forward and everything's happy and content. And I can sit back and relax and be put in a financial situation where I can sit back and do readings and charge. If I want to charge a dollar, I can do it. So we're really focusing on that as well. So, again, we're sitting here. I do private readings. Right now we have blocks of time going on where if you buy a block of 11 one-hour readings, it's $100. If you buy a block of 6 one-hour readings, it's $50. And if you buy a block of six one half hour readings, well, they're actually half hour readings, sorry, that's $40. So jump in there and get those, because all those things are going to probably come to an end at the end of this month, February. And we still have the rate going on. If you call the show and you get a reading with me, it's $10 an hour. But I guarantee if you start adding those blocks of time up, you're going to understand that by buying a block of time, you'd be good for the next 6 months. And it's actually cheaper than a $10 reading. So check that out and give me a call. Number is 937-838-6337. And my website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And I'll be glad to work with each and every one of you guys. I mean, I just love doing this work. I love working with people, giving the answers to all your questions and getting everybody back on the path and working with everybody so they can also keep that going on. And we can all embrace this spiritual lifestyle, because we're coming to a point in history in our evolution right now that we're definitely going to have a big awakening. So let's all work together and do that. And like I tell everybody else, if you want to donate money to the show, I don't care if it's a dollar. It's all appreciated. I appreciate all the support and all the people who call in the show and just everybody who have come and listened. So thank you very much. And let's go on to some other callers. And area code 347, you're on the air. You're on the show. Welcome. I'm going to fall asleep. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
That's a good question. And I'm pretty sure by the end of the show I'll have a good answer. So, what's your name?
My name is Diane.
Diane. Have we talked to you before?
No, this is my first time.
All right, cool. First time caller, guys. Listen up.
Yay.
Because, I mean, I told someone before, the reason I like doing this is because I've had people call me and said, you sure you're doing the reading for that person? Because that exactly hit my lifetime and exactly what I was going through, too, at the same time. So you sure it was you talking to them? I said, that's why we like doing this kind of avenue, because it touches everybody. Because there's a lot of, I mean, think about it. Like attracts like. Makes a lot of sense, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
The law of attraction. So therefore, everybody's out there can get answers just by listening. So I thought it was kind of cool. So, Diane, what are we going to do today? You have a couple questions, past life. We got plenty of time. I keep telling everybody, call in. We got an hour and eight minutes left. And we're pretty open right now. So, therefore, take your time. If you want to ask about six or seven questions, since no one's calling in right now, if they do start calling in, I'm sorry, guys. I gave her permission to sit here and talk for a half hour if she wants. So.
No, I'm pretty short. It's a short question regarding relationship.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I got plenty of practice with relationships, okay?
So. Not sure if things are going to be okay with, you know, with my partner right now.
Partner, and your partner's name, please.
His name is Renee.
Renee. Well, with a girl's name for
guy. Yeah, it's a guy.
Well, that's why you have problems. No, I'm just kidding. The reason you have problems with his name is Renee. You're lucky it's not Regno. That would have thrown me off. So, I'm sorry, sweetie. Your name is Diane.
Yeah.
And the whole idea of the situation of trying to figure out what to do, it seems like there's a lot of confusion on your part because sometimes you're scared to speak your mind. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, I take a drink, man. It's been a long time. I've been talking to
you. I made you thirsty, huh?
Yeah, it's just driving me crazy. I'm tired of winter. I'm just tired of winter, man. We got like 2 feet of snow now. I get the confusion, but I also feel like you need to speak your mind. The relationship itself, you feel like in some ways, of curiosity, of wondering if it's over. Okay? That's what I'm picking
yes.
up. Yeah, and you're just like, it's like, I get the impression of a brick wall, and the illusion is, you know what to do, but you're scared to do it because you care about him, and you don't want to leave him in the dust. But you feel like you need to move on, because you just feel like it's just not working for you. But you're scared you're being insensitive, so therefore you don't want to do that. So you're going back and forth.
Well, I kind of left. But I left, but now I feel miserable, and I'm like, did I make the right choice?
Okay, I was like, because you have me confused. How do you kind of leave? Did you leave a
leg
behind?
No, not kind of. I did.
Did you leave a leg behind or a couple of socks? I kind of left, but I got something back there. I'm going to go back and do it. I have a chicken in the freezer. So, you know, I would thank you for clarifying it, because I was like, how do you do that? It's almost like being, I'm a little bit pregnant. Okay. You can't do those things, guys. Come on. See, you got to understand, you have to, see, one thing I pick up with you, sweetie, is you're very loving and caring. And the reason you're having this really hard time with this situation is because you feel like you prematurely jumped out of a situation.
Yes.
But you made a choice. And now you're not comfortable with that. I feel like, I don't mean to go on anymore, but it's just I keep picking up your thoughts. You're thinking about this too much. You need to let it go. Okay? And what I did this the other day. A lady calls me up and says she's about ready to let this situation go and forget this guy. And I said, well, no, what you're supposed to do in situations of being with somebody is let it go. You don't attach yourself. That's dependency. With the situation, you're constantly letting go of everything. By letting things go, you're letting things play out the way they're supposed to. So if they're supposed to stay, they'll stay. If they don't, they won't. But if you keep hanging on to it, it's hard for those things to basically play themselves out. And so the situation here is, the hardest thing about people to understand is when you have sex with somebody, that's an emotional attachment. And a lot of times when we move on, we sit there and Archangel Michael, take all the attachments away from me. But we forget that one attachment that we can sit there and say, I mean, not to be graphic or nothing, but we do know what that cord's attached to. Do we really think about that at the time? No. We're thinking of cords in our shoulders and our chest and our stomach and our heart. We don't think about that part of your body of cutting loose the ties, but that's the one that usually gets left to go on. It's the hardest one to get over because we don't do that procedure of cutting loose everything. So I really, really focus on this situation and say, you need to work with Archangel Michael and say, Archangel Michael, see, these are angels, okay? So there's no, oh my gosh, it's one of those things of saying, it's about time you asked, and just cut him loose everything. And ask yourself, I mean, you're attached to that. Reason I'm even bringing up the sexual part because that's a strong attachment between the two of you.
Yes.
So you do understand what I'm saying now? It's a delicate thing to talk about going, okay, this is a family show. You know? But then again, how do you have a family if you don't talk about that? So I'm just saying, that's why I get the most here, the strongest, and it's just that's the hardest thing for you to let go of. You're that's still tugging on you. I would even say with the situation, he's using that.
He's using that?
Yeah.
Mm.
Even if he's only thinking about it. What I'm saying is sometimes people do things automatically. We've been together, so you have a lot of things going on. So I've done this in counseling with my people I've talked to. When we were sitting there talking about relationships, they're going, well, I'm trying to think about the all these favorable things that me and him did. And it was those things were really good. Not realizing at that moment, that's an emotional attachment. You can have those memories, but it's best to sever ties too as well. Because think about this: if you sever ties, the memories are still going to be there. But later on, you'll be able to look at them in more favorable way. But right now, they're keeping you attached, and you need to sever those ties. So okay, so I really recommend that you sit down, meditate. I don't feel like you do a lot of chakra clearing. Am I right or wrong?
No, I don't. I take a lot of showers.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but maybe I don't want to go there. But
I mean, when I think of chakra clearing, I think of showers.
Okay, no problem. No, well, that's cool, because I think what you should do in a situation like this, I think you should definitely do that is use that as a focus of your imagination, of taking and getting some information about what chakras are. Look at the 7, 12, or whatever. Now, there's a real good book by Doreen Virtue called Chakra Clearing. It also talks about auras. It also talks about diet, foods, and all kinds of stuff that actually interfere, or it can actually enhance how those work. And also, the same token, there's another one, a guy named John Holland, who has a book called... Don't you hate it when I have stuff here and I can't find it? Oh, here it is. It's a book called by John Holland. And it's called Psychic Navigator, Harnessing Your Inner Guidance. There's a part in this book that has certain tones that you can pronounce and work with that will open your chakras. But what I would recommend for you, since you have this shower connection, because I've actually done the same thing myself, And right. I got, and I just think I get in the shower, I focus on the chakras, I focus on the water beating on the top of my head as it's going through my body, clearing it, clearing out and cleansing and balancing those chakras out and washing all the residue down the drain. I'm just saying with these books, these will give you some additional things you can do that you don't have to be in the shower and take care of the chakras. But I'm just saying your chakras and your auras and like I said before, I'm not trying to think about you in a sexual way. I'm just saying I can see that part of your body, and that attachment is definitely one of the first ones you need to sever. So you can understand that it's still being drained on, and that was a very important part of your life that you guys focused on quite a bit when you were together. The decision you made was the best decision you ever made in your life, because you knew you had to do it, because I felt like you wanted to do it way before you did it, and you finally followed through. That's what I get. Very good. You had to do this, not just for yourself, but you also had to do this for him, because he just wasn't strong enough to make the decision. That's why it was so hard. You took on the responsibility too much of him, too much pressure on your shoulders of this whole relationship in some ways. You do too much work.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm saying, so I'm saying to you, you know, that's not, let's put it this way. When you're together, you're responsible for the relationship and not each other. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yes.
So you have to take care of you, you have to take care of him, and then you take care of each other, but it happens automatically. And in some situations when it doesn't, you have to look at that. He's like an enabler. No, you're the enabler. And he's sucking you dry.
Yeah, a little bit, yes. Just
no, come on. Be honest with yourself. I mean, when I sit here and picture this relationship, I picture you being tired, very tired. So the ideal of the draining. Go ahead, sir. I'm good. I'm sorry.
No. I'm just agreeing with you. I'm saying yes. You're right. You're correct.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm so used to people disagreeing with me. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. You're right.
Take a step back and go, that's what I'm trying to say. All I'm trying to do in a situation is try to help you understand and admit it to yourself and be honest with yourself. Because the only way you can make yourself stronger is to admit that that was actually going on, so you won't allow it to happen anymore. Because when you get in situations, I'll give you an example, all right? I'm in a relationship with a girl right now who started doing certain things. And the ideal of being in a relationship where you can actually be yourself, you can say whatever you want to say. And the person, because you know that it has to be said, and that from that thing being said, that person takes it and does something positive with it, which really affects the relationship in a good way. If they don't, it affects the relationship in a bad way. But in this situation, it seems like it's good. But at the same time, it also gives you the strength from doing these little things and being strong with yourself, that when you see something you're not going to put up with, you don't put up with it.
Right.
I do not put up with drama. Okay, that's what I'm saying with the situation. Drama is the biggest thing here, and I think the reason I'm telling you that because of the drama that was created in this situation, of looking at it, understanding it, and saying, okay, if this person is going to bring drama into the first part of the relationship, and they think that's the cool thing to do, like going in defense mode. Every time someone goes into defense mode, you're not going to find out, you're not going to really solve anything, and the problem is it's going to linger.
Right.
So the situation.
I think the reason.
I'm sorry, dear.
I was just gonna say that the reason I just realized that the reason I guess I'm like this is because we were friends for about two or three mm-hmm. years, and then we became, I guess, lovers. And so it was the transition was a bit hard to do. So and I guess I never got out of that funk. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's perfect sense. I'm just saying, with the situation, when you find that next relationship, you got to look at it and say, okay, when I stop being myself, that's when there's a problem.
Because
you're sitting there thinking about, okay, I don't want to do this, but it might hurt his feelings. What? How about yours? That's not a selfish thing. I mean, if you want to make this relationship strong, 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 and get stronger and keep growing together, those things have to be said. They have to be realized. Because in this situation, if you look at it, every time I look at it, I see the bridge. One column strong, one column's weak. It seems like, for me, for some reason, when you guys got together and it went from friendship to lovers, he became a weak pillar. A weak pillar.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very much so. Yes.
Yeah, so you see what I'm saying with the situation of that weakness and that kind of stuff? That's kind of sad because, like you said, you have a very strong friendship. But did it bring you to a point in your life where you started questioning even the friendship, how strong it really was? Because that should have been the foundation of your relationship. And all of a sudden, it just kind of like, Mr. Weak Pillar, you know? I don't want to do nothing. It's you do it. And it kind of shrugs all the responsibility over on you.
Right. Okay.
I mean, we could trace it back. I could trace it back for you and say, okay, it's the way he was raised and that kind of stuff. But still, when you become adult, you no longer have to let those things that you were raised to do to affect you. And the reason I say that, too, really honestly, look at people who are raised in situations of evil cults and stuff like that. There's still a sense about them that they know something's wrong, and they're looking for that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So in the context of this situation, somebody was looking for something real. And as you, every time you reached out to him, the more you found out he wasn't being as real as you thought he was. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So what I'm saying to you is, the reason I'm bringing it all up is like, okay, you realize all this stuff. And the reason I'm even bringing it up is because of helping you understand, sure, you saw all the signs and stuff, but the idea of being a caring and loving person, because that's the first thing I picked up with you. This woman is such a loving person. So love yourself.
Right. Okay.
I mean, so the idea of being in this relationship as long as you was makes perfect sense because you're a loving person. That's just who you are. But now it's time to give it to somebody who deserves it. And many, many years from now, he will deserve something from you, and you might even have a friendship, but it ain't going to happen anytime soon. Because I just feel like there's certain things that going back, it would just go right back to where it was.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it would. Yes.
Because he's not working on anything, and you, on the other hand, are really looking to change a lot of things in your life. And I just say these chakra clearings and that kind of stuff, it's just steps of understanding why you're looking for something else, and maybe even to help you find out this is what I've been looking for, and then what more of it. I just feel like you check those books out, you're going to see a lot of good stuff going on with yourself. If not, find yourself and say, okay, now I know why I got into that. Because you were trying to save the guy.
Well, I wouldn't say save, but okay.
He didn't want to say it, okay. And if you get a chance, I'd recommend that you take advantage of these rates. I'm not saying you got to buy a block of time. Megan, I do. But I'm just saying I would love to do at least an hour session with you on a past life.
Okay.
I think for some reason that would just really help you out and trace it back to the source. You've always been this way to the point of even tracing it back to a couple of lifetimes where you were just saving humanity, okay?
Okay. Great. So, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It helped a lot. A lot.
Oh, you're
welcome. I can't describe it. It's you helped me a lot. Thank you so much. It's a blessing.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for the calling. I appreciate
the
call.
Thank you for the advice.
Okay,
I have a lot of homework to do now.
Well, you're going to get it done, so don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. Just relax. One thing you have to do, too, is when you're not relaxed, you're nervous, you forget things.
Yes.
So I'm just saying find a way, if it's not, I don't care if it's humming or whatever it is, to relax yourself, and you'll start realizing that you obtain a lot more information than you think.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Amen. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Right. You have a great night.
You too. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, guys, we have lots of lines open for you. So we still have 51 minutes, so call in. 646-721-9031. And we'll get to reading for you. We're talking about private readings, too, as well. For private readings, that's 937-838-6337. Or contact, go check out my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And you'll see that there's a lot of things going on. And we're doing this thing with block of time. It's very easy. If you go to my website, you'll see it's $100 for an hour. But if you buy 11, it's still $100. And you get 11 readings for the price of one. Really, realistically, you do. So give a call in here. I would be glad to hear from each and every one of you. Sometimes it's one of those things where I don't know really what to say because I love doing this work. And when there's nobody in my queue to do that work, there's a sense of disappointment. I don't know why. I just want to... I've had so many... It's been so busy, you know? Constantly back and forth and that kind of thing. I guess I just got used to that. And I don't want to go the other direction. I want to keep going forward. And so, therefore, call in. 646-721-9031. Let's check out the chat room, see if there's any questions in the chat room. I would love to answer any questions. I am caller 702. What happened to you? Did you get your co-host back? No, my co-host, and I haven't heard nothing from her. I don't know what happened. And I guess it's just one of those situations. I'm trying to get something going here and trying to figure out what happened. I figured she would have been called back in by now. And to you guys, if you notice, we were talking about the angel illusion and reality, which is basically, again, we'll recap and say, it's pretty self-explanatory if you think about it. It's the idea of looking through the illusion to see reality, which is what you're meant to have in your life. Everybody, if you took all the money in the world and divided it equally, you would notice that we're all destined to be rich. We're all supposed to be rich. And there's a lot of people out there that are working on that kind of scenario to where it can actually balance itself out. But I still think we need to look at the situation and say to ourselves, how can we balance out this situation by working on ourselves, the individual? I think we could come up with a really good solution. And the reason I've been talking about the angels, and these angels in particular, working with you, because it's been described as the angels on the inner plane to help you accomplish just that, to manifest the life that you've always wanted, and to help you understand why you're not. And it's usually the ego keeps telling us all kinds of stuff and putting us in certain situations where we just keep feeding into the illusion. And what I'm saying is, it's like things are going on. I have a friend of mine who's going through a lot of stuff, court cases, money problems, and that kind of stuff. And the idea of trying to help someone trace it back to the source, which the source is the person who's making the decisions, which is you. And to change that, and if you told yourself 1,000 times, I've done all the work, I do chakra clearings, and I focus, I meditate, I'm constantly talking to my angels, I'm constantly listening and going in directions, and certain things are just not happening. There could be the problem, like we were talking about before, with the angel. If the angels are like the law of attraction, they're always working, but they can only work with what you give them. So if there's still something in your subconscious mind that's tarnishing your blueprint, you're still going to get that negative result. So it's just the ideal. Great, do all this chakra cleaning and get all those channels open, but at the same time, make sure that the angels are working through those channels or actually picking up the information they need to pick up too as well. So, if you have a thought in there that tells you that you'll never amount to anything and you only heard it once when you're 8 years old, but it's still there, somehow it's still messing with the outcome. So therefore, I would suggest that you go back in there and work with your angels to find that one little thought too as well. Clear it up. Send it down to them. Send it away. Tell it to hit the road. Take all those little thoughts and push them to the side and say no more. Heck, say no more. No more, no more, no more. And then just keep moving forward. I guarantee you'll sit there and do it. And the more you do it, the more you're going to find out what you really can do. I mean, the first time I sit here manifested the phone, it was just the idea of looking for things to improve on my business and what I do to reach more people, and all of a sudden it happened. So I think it was one of those things that was meant to happen. It was just the idea of focusing on it, because if you start to look at situations we go through, people sit there and say, I'd get a house if I had the money. I'd buy a car if I had the money. I'd find a boyfriend, and so on, and so on. I would find a boyfriend if I was happy. But they sit there and say these things. Why do they not take the next step? And, like, I would have a boyfriend if I was happy. Take the steps to be happy, but they're still caught up in the mode of saying, well, if I find a boyfriend, maybe I can just skip that whole thing and be happy anyway. You know what I'm saying? No, you have to be happy first. And I think that's the case for everything, of being happy first. That vibration, I think it was so correct in the Bible when they sit there and said, love yourself, love your neighbors, love yourself. And by creating that, by combining all that energy together and raising that vibration up by doing that, I think you would attract everything and anything to you that you've ever wanted, and you will definitely be in that position of always being there saying, I have all the money I need for my personal needs and the needs of my family. I now have all the money I need for my personal needs and the needs of my family. And even if you just take the idea of opening the gateway by using one simple affirmation of saying, a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. A financial blessing is going to happen before the end of this day. A blessing is going to happen to where my queue is full with people calling me to ask me questions before the end of this show. Because I love staying on after the show is over with. So therefore, it's all call in and make that one happen. The number here is 646-721-9031. I'm actually looking forward to answering each and every one of your questions. And my thing is to manifest just that. I want to do at least 10 readings a day, 10 private readings a day, every day for the next 5-6 days. We're talking on average, what would that be? 10 for 6, that's 60 readings a day, 60 readings a week. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But there have been days when I've sat there, and it's when we started talking about listening to our angels and scaling it down and finding out exactly what do I need. You understand what I'm saying? What do I need? The angels will help you. Angels, can you help me point this out? And all of a sudden I came up with this one thought. It said, I will do four private $100 readings before the end of the day. It just seemed like it was amazing when I came up with that whole thing, because if I do 2 in the morning, 2 at night, and they were just those prices, I wouldn't be working myself to death, and I would still be enjoying what I love to do, and I could still do this show, but it would bring a sense of balance to my life as well. But what we're talking about here, it's not the idea of bragging about anything, guys. It's the idea of wants, needs, and desires, and coming to the point of looking past the illusion, which is the illusion that the ego tells you that you can't have. All right? It's interesting, okay, what would people think if you had $1 million? People wouldn't talk to you no more, would they? And that ego just keeps playing that little song over and over again. It's so the angel comes along and says, look past the illusion and realize that you can't have what you want unless you're willing to admit that's what you want. And to sit there and say, I'm going to accept the manifestation of that desire no matter what people say. Because the one thing that can keep you from getting your manifestation, too, is outside source. Now, in the book that John Randolph Price wrote, The Super Beings, it talks about, as you're doing your spiritual little thing here, not to tell anybody. Now, the reason you don't tell anybody, it's not because you want to be secretive. It's because there might be some people you talk to that are not positive. So you don't want to have to sit there and work with the energy of manifestation and then work with someone's negative energy at the same time, do you? So you want to keep that separate and focused. So you do that to yourself. That's one of your little things that you do for yourself. You're doing them for yourself. So what's the point of even telling anybody in the first place? You know, what's the point? We're not sitting here bragging because, well, what we're doing. We're actually trying to set our lives right, so therefore we can be an example. So therefore you don't have to say anything at all. Your body should resonate, just exactly what you're trying to do. That's the whole point. Be, live it, and people will see it. You won't have to say anything. So we're all sitting here talking and chatting, have a great time. And I want to have some more fun, guys. So I want you guys to call in. The number here is 646-721-9031. Come on, let's have some fun. Let's answer some questions. Talk about this thing. Call in with your own comments about what you want to talk about. Are you using the manifestation thing? You're having a couple questions. You're not sure you're going in the right direction. Certain things of the aspect of, hey, what can I do to improve on what's going on? Am I thinking about something I shouldn't be thinking about? Whatever it is, call in here. Number 646-721-9031. Let me pronounce that real closely for you. That's 646-721-9031. And let's all of a sudden work with the angels and say, okay, what kind of life do you want? My life, I want to have the most popular radio show in the freaking world right now, to where my queue is so full of people. I know that by answering all these questions, we're all having fun because I love doing this kind of work. Same thing when I sit here and talk about free readings. Takes a little pressure off. We can all do our work. But the same thing with private readings is wanting to do the same thing. But also there's a certain excitement about that too, enthusiasm, working with people, doing those readings, making that money, recycling it, big old cycle back and forth to continually keep doing this work. That's why I was going to talk before. You want to donate money to the show? You donate some money to the show because I feel like everything happens for a reason. So therefore, we give you those avenues. So call in, donate some money to the show so we can keep the show going constantly. If you don't want it to, you don't have to. I'm just saying, if there's something about there that your angels are sitting there talking to you, saying you want to give to a charity or organization or something that you believe in, that you want to really continue, you know, feel like you're being a part of that whole thing, then sure. If you feel like you're directed to do that to this show, then go right ahead. I'm just saying, there's no anything that you have to do. And everything that you do is very definitely appreciated, especially in this avenue where I'm at. I appreciate the idea, the opportunity to even do this show. So the idea of talking to all you out there is just a pleasure of saying, let's all sit down. We're all supposed to work together in the first place anyway. So therefore, let's do that. You can call me, get a reading. I get compensated for it. And then you get your answer. So you see how that's a win-win situation? I love the idea of people taking advantage of my gifts and the opportunity to get the answers what they need. And I have no problem. I'm very proud to take these gifts and help you out. It's one of the things I love to do. And when I'm serious, when I'm not sitting here doing it, I feel kind of like, oh, shoot, you know, I should be doing that. And sometimes I wonder why I'm not doing that, doing just that. So if you call, and like I said, we're doing this thing, like I said, guys, February is a short month, and February is almost over. Is it? Not really. But hey, you know something? What are we going to do when we get down to last week of February? My rates are going to go back up to the end of February. And all I want everybody to do is to take advantage of those things, even to the point where I think sometimes I like to lower the prices down just so I can do more of this kind of work because I love doing it so much. There's been a couple of you out there that keep talking to me about raising my prices and stuff because they think I'm worth a whole lot more than what I'm actually charging, which I guess in reality, if you keep saying it all over again, yeah, so we have to sit there and go with that. But the one thing I would sit here and say, too, about working with the angels, they also help you come to that confidence, too, that you can actually, it's okay to say that. And if someone's sitting there saying these things to you, what is so wrong about saying you're right? And to have that courage to even say that and do that kind of stuff. So think about working with the angels and working with the whole thing, of just putting yourself in a situation where you're so confident with yourself that you can talk to people. I mean, what's the point of actually putting yourself in a line of service if you don't have the confidence to even talk to people and say things and ask for what you deserve? That's the whole point. Why do we all go into business? So we can get paid what we think we deserve. But if you're not going to ask for what you deserve, then in some ways, there's still a block there that says you don't deserve it, or why would you even be doing that? Of talking yourself down. So, the bottom line is, let's all clear our minds and say, okay, I guess it's always the one question we always come back to, isn't it? What do you want? Courtney, it'd be great if you would call in, just for the last 40 minutes. I've lost everybody today, and I can't figure out why. It's driving me crazy. I know, they said the energy is pretty high today, and a lot of things are going on. And I pretty much would say that's why a lot of us have headaches, too. Just trying to channel that energy out into a different avenue. But, yeah, it's like I said before, you can sit here and say, in some ways, we are bragging about that. But, you know, see, if you feel really good and confident about yourself, and on the other aspect, what's wrong with bragging about that, too? Say, okay, people, come on. Let's all work together. Let's all have a great time. That's what the whole thing is. I just sit here and radiate. In the process of doing readings, it's just fantastic. And so the idea of working with the angel of illusion in reality was just the idea of bringing something to the forefront again and saying, okay, it's like the angel of unconditional love and freedom. It's amazing how the title of the angel is set in a certain way where you're talking about, okay, we look past the illusion to see the reality of life and what it was meant to be. The angel of unconditional love and freedom. If you look through the eyes of unconditional love, there's a certain freedom that brings to your life, that you see everything for what it really is. So if you look at the two angels and working those two angels, just those two angels in particular working together, unconditionally loving everyone and everything and yourself, you can look past the illusions to see the reality of life and to see what you are, to take your arms and pull yourself over that wall and see what life was meant to be. And then you get a glimpse of that whole thing and you figure out how to get through the wall, over the wall, under the wall, whatever it is, to get to that life. And then once you start living that, you start finding all the solutions to maintain and to keep that life. So you see, it all works together. It's a fantastic thing, isn't it, guys? So why don't you all call in here and tell me all about it, huh? Let's all talk about it. That's exciting, isn't it? It's exciting to sit here and think, okay, can we come up with the solutions to actually do that? Yes, we can. So therefore, what are we waiting for? So life is what it is. Life, life, life. So therefore, just live it. Do you want to live life to the fullest? It's not the idea of living life to the fullest, to get drunk, get crazy, jump off a friggin' cliff. It's the idea of utilizing all your gifts and talents to actually have every little thing that you want to as well. I mean, sure, there's a little adrenaline shot there, isn't there? Of actually looking at your life and going, wow, I manifested that job. I manifested that car. Ooh, I got this house before I actually got the money to pay for it. And then I manifested the money to come afterwards. Maybe I did it on purpose just to prove to my neighbor he's full of it. I've done that a couple of times. When my neighbor used to sit there when I was living in Tennessee, he used to sit there and say, well, I don't have a car now, so I can't. I think he actually wrecked it on purpose, too, saying that he couldn't have a job if he didn't have a car. I'm tired of hearing crap like this, guys. I mean, the idea of manifestation and basically developing and manifesting the life that you really want is to mean, that was what it means, to do those things. People were manifesting their lives before cars came along, and they were still working their butts off and doing this and the other. They found solutions to these things. And how we know that's not a part of the manifestation is the idea of going from the problem and start manifesting the solution. And that's what everybody's done from the day one. And that's what we need to do, and what we need to get back to. Instead of thinking, I mean, shoot, my favorite book that I ever read was by Dr. Wayne W. Dreyer. It's a book called Excuses Be Gone, where he basically talks about the situation and how we make up excuses to keep us from what we really want. And basically realizing that's all they are. It's excuses that are actually based on fears. So instead of dealing with the fears, we make up excuses why we can't do certain things, when they all stem back to those fears. So we get rid of fears, we don't have any more excuses. It's a scary thing in some ways, but I think it's also exciting to realize if it's that simple to go back and check it out, then why can't we just do those little simple things? And going back, checking out, okay, what are you fearful of? What are you scared of? And realize that the reason a lot of things are happening in your life right now is because of those fears. And then once you get rid of those fears, realizing just exactly what it was attached to, not just our love life, but also our work life, the way we feel about ourselves. And next thing you know, you cut all those things out. Next thing you know, it's like a country song. You play backwards. You get your car back, get your house back, get everything back. But if you sit and look at the situation, getting them back, that means you was entitled to them in the first place. It's just the idea of losing, you lost your thought on the positive and started thinking negative things, so these things happen. But as soon as you change your thinking again, what happened? These things all came back into your life. So therefore, it tells you they were meant to be a part of your life in the first place. Or they just wouldn't happen like that. We got knocked off the path somewhere down the line. Maybe we should blame Adam and Eve, but I'm just saying, maybe we shouldn't blame nobody, and maybe we should sit there and just go, what a chip coffee. What? What about chip coffee and not John Edwards? It's like this, sweetie. Find a source. Do what you got to do. I just feel like there's one person that's going to take Coral and promote her, and she's going to kick off. I mean, there were so many people that were so overwhelmed with her when they were tuning into this show and listening to her that we don't, you know, the idea of the whole thing, how we know that didn't start the whole ball rolling, and you're going to start hearing some things yourself. I mean, maybe we should sit there and do that. You should, you know, take the information you sent me and the phone number information out, and we'll just put it back on the airwaves and see what happens. Oh, you're welcome. I still feel John Edwards is a good thing, and you're going to hear from him anyway. I think things are not happening fast enough for everybody at hand, so just relax. Take a deep breath, and you'll be okay. But if you want to, but at the same time, if you want to contact other people that you're being gravitated toward, then do that. Because it could also be that maybe you don't contact John Edwards directly. It could be through one of these other people. And really, I get a really strong feeling about that one, huh? So check it out. And, okay, guys, I'm sitting here looking at everything going on. And I'm kind of like, I'm not trying to freak out. I swear I'm not. I'm just trying to, I don't know. I just love doing this kind of work. That when the queue is not, there's somebody in the queue, I just feel like, I'm not trying to be negative, but shoot, guys. I do readings for a living. So when there's somebody in the queue, I feel kind of useless right now at this moment. But even though I feel like I have a great message to give you all, and I just feel like the ideal experience. Like I said before, I wasn't trying to brag about what I'm doing. I'm just saying that the process of telling people exactly what I love to do and promoting myself because I want to do more of it, it's just, you know, some people look at it as a vicious circle, but the point is, it is a circle. So I just want to sit there, and if I can sit in a room and talk to a bunch of people at the same time, that would be great too. I've done that. You sit down and talk to five or six people, and next thing you know, you're doing readings and doing palm readings and that kind of stuff. It's just a fun thing to do. I also feel like at the same time, the more fun we make it, the more happier and the more joyous I am, the better I am, the more information comes through clearly. I think that's the reason why the angel is always talking about being playful and happy and joyous, because when you do that, you're at your connection is open wider. You're hearing everything just exactly what they're telling you to. You're not thinking about it too hard. You're not thinking about it at all. So it just flows like it's supposed to. I mean, think about it. Think about it. Water's representation of relationships because of the flow. But it also has a situation, too, that, and the river usually flows almost all the time without any events. And every once in a while there's a little low here and there, a waterfall. But not every 10 feet. So it shows you that the relationships are just like that, too. And how you deal with it, because, I mean, I've gone off a couple of waterfalls, but I have a tendency to wade out of the water afterwards, a little winded or a little tired or a little smacked up, but I still emerge from the water. So same thing with energy. If you sort of look at the ideal of how things work in your life when those energy centers are wide open too, energy flows. So it's a really, really strong connection. So, guys, we got 27 minutes left remaining in the show, so therefore, got plenty of time to answer some questions for you. And so if you call in, 646-721, did I say it right? 646-721-9031. Give us a call. Love to answer your questions. I guess you could sit here and say, why don't you guys help me feel not so worthless? Because the idea of answering questions and doing that kind of work is a pleasure. So call in and let me answer those questions just for you. If you have any questions on the Angel of Illusion and reality, feel free to call in and ask those questions too. If you have any questions about any previous shows, go right ahead. Definitely would love to sit down and just do some really, really powerful readings right this minute and pick up some of those past lives for you. So give us a call here, 646-721-9031. And if you want to call up and get a private past life reading or past life regression, dream interpretation, anything that I do dream interpretations, palm readings, tarot card readings, angel card readings, psychic readings, mediumship, whatever it is. Give us a call, 937-838-6337. Website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. That is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And the number again is 937-838-6337. We have blocks of time that we're giving away right now, which is, I call them giving away because there's some really, really great prices, where you can get 11 one-hour readings in a block of time for only $100. And if you get 6 one-hour readings, that's $50. And if you get, I think it's 6 half-an-hour readings, that's $40. So do the adding, you know, do the math. You'll see that that's actually cheaper than $10 an hour. But if you still want to just do a $10 hour reading, or a $5 half an hour reading, we're still got those going on too until the end of February. So, and we do past lives and anything I do that I do for any other clients, it's the same thing with those two. $10 for an hour and $5 for an hour, a half hour, sorry. So call in 937-838-6337. I also had a couple of things here. I saw a friend of mine, Courtney, in the chat room, but I haven't heard anything from her since. And I was kind of wondering, you know, if she's okay. And I'd love to hear from her to make sure she is. So give me a call. And I'll even put the information in the chat room for you all with the readings and stuff. The website and the phone number, so you'd be good to go. And then, what was I going to say? Oh, yes, Courtney. Courtney has a show here on Block Talk Radio called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. She's here on 7 p.m. She's been on here. She was on here this morning. And I think she said Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. I am not sure about that, but check for it because she's on in the mornings now, too, as long as the time, as long as it's okay, as long as she can do it. So I'm just saying, Courtney's Intuitive Corner, check her out here on Block Talk Radio. It's a really good show. I've actually listened to it a couple times. I was actually a guest there this morning and enjoyed the whole thing. Definitely love to do that again. So, plus if you want to call Courtney and get a private reading with her, I guess you could call her number at her shop. That number is 478-953-9937. And check out her show. It's on 7 p.m. I know it's 7 p.m. I'm just not sure about the days. And she's trying to do a couple shows in the morning. So go on Block Talk Radio, look for Courtney's Intuitive Corner, and I'm sure you'll find her, and you'll check out her show. I used to have a friend of mine who used to be on here quite a bit as my co-host. Her name was, her name still is. I'm just saying what the situation. Her name was Desiree. I'm trying to find information as we speak. Desiree, what a lovely woman. If you want to get a reading from her, she does some great angel readings. That's 818-200-7431. Again, that's 818-200-7431. Or you can contact her at her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. Excuse me. Also, we were doing something on here for a while, too, where we were talking about the HemiSync CDs. They're great meditational CDs. And check out their website. Now, the website is, let's see, where is that? The website is www.HemiSync. That's Hemi, H-E-M-I, dash, Sync, S-Y-N-C, .com. Or you can contact them directly and get a catalog, which is 1-800-541-2488. Or you can call them directly through, which is 434-263-8692. Again, those numbers are 1-800-541-2488 or 434-263-8692. Or if you want to submit a request through fax, that's 434-263-8699. HemiSync has also got a 30-day guarantee if you don't like the CD. Send them back, man. You don't have to take those freaking things. But definitely check them out. I've got four or five of those CDs. I used to have more of those I've lost during the travels, but I'm definitely trying to get those back because they really enhance my meditations, my focus. HemiSync is what it is. It sends the music has a tone underneath music, not subliminal. It's a tone that hits the brain in such a way that it helps both hemispheres work together. So therefore, you have really intense focus and concentration, which really puts a lot of intensity and stuff. I used to play these CDs when I was doing readings, and it was just amazing how they enhanced all that. So definitely give that a call. Check them out. There's another company called BrainSync, too. They are subliminal CDs, but they're very good, too. They got ones on love and how to attract love, how to attract more business, how to attract all kinds of stuff. any kind of meditation you can think of. I thought it was kind of cool in itself. So check those out too as well. We also do a lot of things on your show where we talk about Doreen Virtue. Any kind of book you can get on her, I would definitely recommend. I just got some new books myself that I had before. And I lost them. Oh, here we go. Healing with the Angels. How the Angels Can Assist You in every Areas of Your Life. It's by Doreen Virtue. It's a good book. And the back of it, I love the back of it too, because it's got these little affirmations. Angel affirmations. I am now surrounded by angels. The angels shine the love of God upon me and through me. I accept love from God and the angels. I deserve love. I deserve happiness. I deserve health. I deserve help from heaven, and I accept it now. I call upon God and the angels to help and guide me. I listen to my voice, my inner voice and feelings. My inner voice and feelings is guidance from God and the angels. This guidance is everything I need. I follow my guidance in full faith. I know that God and the angels love me and are guiding me right now. I accept the angels' love. I accept love. I love. I am love. I am loving. I am very loved. Everyone loves me. I love everyone. I forgive everyone. I forgive myself. I send God's love to everyone I meet. I guard my thoughts carefully and only allow positive and loving thoughts to come through. There is an abundance of love in the world. There is enough for everyone. There is plenty to go around. I have an abundance of everything. I attract wonderful, loving people into my life. My angels and I enjoy new opportunities to give service to the world. I am rewarded constantly. My life is harmonious and peaceful. I am peaceful. I am radiant. I am joyful. So I also got some great prayers, too. I was sitting there looking at some of these things, and now I see why I actually missed this book so much, because of some of the prayers I couldn't remember. But I actually did love doing them, and they were just great. And guys, we still got plenty of time, so call in. Anybody who pops up in my queue, even if we go off the show, I will definitely still answer your questions for you. Sorry if we have the idea of going over the thing so much, but it's just the idea of emphasizing and saying, okay, this is a work I love to do, and that's why I'm asking for more of it. Because I love doing this. I love working with every one of you, and I just want to do more of that. And I guess the idea of being compensated for it just enables me to keep doing that. So I'm just hoping everybody understands what we're trying to emphasize on, what I'm trying to accomplish, and how I want to work with everybody else to do that. And if you're out there and you're sort of going, gosh, guys, I really have some stress going on in my life, so try this one, guys. This is a great one. I love this one. I just about jumped out of my freaking high, didn't I, guys? Michael Jackson does it to a lot of people when he shows up the wrong time, huh? Well, this is the one. This is a prayer for healing stress. It says, Dear God, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael, it seems that stress is taking a toll on me. I need your help. Please release me from the pressures that I have imposed upon myself. Raphael, I ask that you cover me with your healing energy so that my body will shed the effects of stress. Michael, I ask that you cut away the effects of negative and fearful thoughts, including cords that are draining me. I am willing to release any habits of self-punishment, time urgency, or other belief systems that create stressful situations. I know that I have sufficient time and energy and truth, and I ask that you help me experience this sufficiency right now. Thank you and amen. So if you look at that situation, it actually points out a lot of things to you to help you realize. Have you realize certain things? And hold on for a minute. This is an urgency thing. Hello?
Hi, good evening. The Psychic Journeyman?
It sure is. And I want
Hi, this is Gina Jean calling. How are you?
I'm fine. Could you do me one favor?
Yes, we've been working on the show last week.
Yes, and what I'm trying to say to you right this minute, you know what I'm trying to say? This is exactly what I'm trying to say. If you could call me back in about 18 minutes, I will be finished with my show. I'm actually still on the air right now.
Oh, got it. Okay, I will call you back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye now. All right. See, guys, it's I'm having lots of fun here. But also the situation, say it's like you guys are out there and you guys, I want to increase my business. Try this one. It says, Dear God, and Holy Spirit, and Ascended Masters and the Angels, I ask that everyone who would receive blessings from my business products and services be guided to contact me today. I welcome new people and opportunities into my life with open arms. I am willing to release any negative thoughts, patterns, or beliefs that would lead me to sabotage new opportunities. Please help me know that I deserve good now. Thank you. Amen. Or if you just want to say thank you. What I was saying about the other one, too, is the prayer says flat out, asking Raphael to help me, to cover me, to heal me of the stress that I have imposed upon myself. And ask Archangel Michael to cut the negative, cut away the effects of negative and fearful thoughts. Because this is what stress is all about. Stress is like telling you over and over again, if you don't do this, you don't do that. But it's the fears that you're not going to accomplish your work. The fears that you're not going to reach your goals. The fears of not having. The fears of not making enough money this week to pay everything. You see the fears? Constantly. Fear, 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 fear. So this is a good prayer because it talks about Raphael helping you to heal yourself of all this craziness. But almost, it's like a way of healing your mind and your thoughts. To understand that the reason you think those things and the reason why you even think you have stress in your life is because of those fears. So it's helping you focus on those and cutting them loose. So then Archangel Michael comes in and helps you cut the cords that are, when they say when they're talking about energy draining you, think about it like this. Those cords are attached to your stressful situations, these issues, okay? In the process of that energy flowing back and forth, these things are actually sucking you dry too. They're taking energy from you to keep alive. That's what we're sitting here talking about. Make a choice. Cut the cords. Say no more. You get no energy from me. I'm not focusing on you because you are the problem. And I'm going to start focusing on the solution so therefore it can manifest. Because see what we're doing here is you're putting energy in the right direction of trying to get something to manifest, which is the solution to what's going on in your life at this time. But if you don't, then you're going in a different direction and that energy is going into the problem and you're manifesting more of that too. So it's just the idea of taking the situation and directing the energy. Make your choice. What are you going to do? Are you going to feed the problem or are you going to feed the solution? And you're doing one or the other. So if you're not accomplishing what you're trying to do, then more than likely you're putting all the energy into the problem. If you're starting to see solutions and you're starting to see the answers come into your life and opportunities to change it, then more than likely you've changed your direction and now you're focusing on the manifestation of the solution. And that's what we all want to do. And that's what I guess you would say that's my biggest goal right now, guys, is to accomplish that right this minute. To make sure that we can have the life that we want. So, because I was talking about before, when we were talking about Dr. Wayne Dreyer, and we were talking about excuses. Excuses are just that way. Think about next time you make an excuse. Why are you making that excuse? What are you scared of? I don't want to take that job because... Right there's the fear. Right there, Minnesota. Right there, somewhere in there, there's the fear. Well, you're not making that step to jump into that. The fear of taking a risk is still a fear. So what we're trying to do is make sure they don't happen no more. So we're all trying to manifest exactly the life we want. And if we work together to do that, so if you have a problem that you're not sure about, don't be scared or fearful of calling and asking the question. From somebody else, someone you're comfortable with, you want to call and ask me a question, you get the answers for it, do what you got to do. But don't let that keep you from there. I mean, also I was telling people about the prices. Oh, wow, that price is too high. Okay. The reason you're saying that is because of the fear of what you don't have at that moment. You don't have a lot of money in your life, so it might just be one thing. That's just the tip of the iceberg of using that as an excuse. I'd love to get a reading right now, but I can't because of this or because of that. Oh, that's just too much money. That's not enough money. I don't have enough money. Or think about it in simple terms. When you're talking about houses and cars or maybe we should go back to the one thing we were talking about before, spiritual lifestyle. So I don't have the spiritual lifestyle that I have because, and you make an excuse of why I don't have that. Or I can't find the right kind of book, or I can't get the answers to get the right kind of information so I can actually focus more on spirituality. I was telling a friend of mine today where it's like looking at the situation very clearly. And when you sit here and say, okay, this is what's going on, try to focus on the opposite of that. If you're not happy, then focus on how you could turn that around to be happy. Or if you're if you don't have enough money, what's the solution to having more money? It's not the idea of working three jobs. It's the idea of thinking about, if you're thinking about it, trace it back to your thoughts. Seriously, trace it back to your thinking. What are you thinking that might be keeping you from doing that? It's the same thing with, I was telling people before about houses and cars and that kind of stuff. If you're sitting there telling yourself, I can't have a house until I have the money, that's an excuse. That you might be scared of taking on the responsibility of having a house. So therefore, you don't have enough money. I've gotten a house. You know, people say, well, in order to rent a house, you have to have good references. What do you call those things? Not foreclosures. Well, I guess buy a house, you can't have a foreclosure. You can't have any evictions. And just they give you a list of all the little things that you can't have if you're going to get one of those houses. Well, I'll tell you one thing. How are you ever going to take that whole situation and turn it around? Unless you make the first step, change your thinking, and say, I can have those things. And then you start clearing up your credit and everything else by making that one choice, and there is somebody out there who will give you a chance. I'm going to sit here and go and check out some... Hello? Hi, how are you?
Hi, you don't mean me, do you?
What's that?
I didn't press one.
I'm sorry.
I was just listening.
I was reaching out because I was lonely. Sorry. I'll put you back on. I'm sorry.
By the way, since I'm on the phone, I'll tell you, I really love your new co-host. She's great.
You love my new co-host?
Well, I meant, I think she's great.
Oh, you're talking about Kat?
Yeah.
I know, but what happened to her?
I don't know. I don't know. I heard the beginning of the show, and then I just got out of a class and just tuned in again, so I don't know. But anyway.
Okay. No, it's okay. Thank you. I'm always looking for input, so thank you. I think maybe that's why I might have clicked over some. I'm like, was that a good choice? Now I'm getting the answer that I was. I knew it was. It was just, I like to hear it from humans sometimes. My angels are always constantly talking to me. Like right now, they keep telling me going and going. They keep giving me all this information. And I just kind of get this real excitement about, okay, we'll just keep doing and keep going. I'm kind of scared right now in a little sense because everything kind of like went crazy today on the show, but... The anticipation of life. So, if you'd like to go back on mute, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you.
Okay, yeah, I'll go back on mute. All right, thanks.
Well, thank you. All right, guys. I was just sitting here going over some stuff. I would definitely check out Courtney's show and try to find the timing on it because I know she had a show this morning at 10, and I think she's going to try to do a couple more shows in the morning at 10 too as well. The show is called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. I was actually a guest on her show this morning, and she has these, I think they're called Space Seed readings. I've actually got one myself, and they're very intuitive, as in they make you think of other things that you had never thought about before. I was doing a reading for those ladies this morning. She got one of those readings from Courtney, and I actually started picking up classrooms and stuff like that where this person was leaving here from time to time and going somewhere to learn. So that was kind of incredible because, I mean, it was like some of the things that were already being picked up and some things that she already knew, and then I picked up the two. So it definitely worked out. And then the situation, it's just one of those things. And I have a friend of mine on the show, too, Adored Angel. She has a show called The Adored Angel Show, and it's on 8:30. I think I'm not mistaken. She's on every night at 8:30 Pacific time. So check that out. But I was also looking at, I really feel like I'm compelled to, you know, the prayers in this thing here. I mean, the prayers in this book called The Healing with the Angels. This one might help a lot of people out. If you sit and look at the situation, it's a prayer for healing job conflicts. Okay, it says, Dear God, my deepest desire is to be happy while I work. And I ask your help so that I may find peace on the job. Please help me to understand. Try to help me to be understood and understanding with everyone with whom I come in contact. Please clear me of any fears that trigger relationship conflicts in the workplace. I ask that you and the angels guide me to job responsibilities and tasks that match my interests and skills. I now visualize myself feeling happy when I wake up to go to work in the morning. And I ask your assistance in manifesting this vision. Amen. So, I mean, if you sort of look at the situation of these prayers, they're pretty self-explanatory in the process of the prayer itself. I mean, I was sitting here, I used to do this one myself, where this one here for increased business opportunities, I would sit there and say, Dear God, Holy Spirit, Ascended Masters, and Angels, I ask that everyone who will receive blessings from my private readings and services be guided to contact me. So if you sit there and look at the situation, I mean, these prayers are really cool, really great, because you can change them the way you want them to fit the need and what you're going on. So, if, you know, whatever business you have, you can change that. And then it says, I welcome new people and opportunities into my life with open arms. Maybe that's that's what I'm saying with the situation of asking what I ask for when I sit there and promote myself is the idea of opening my arms up for people, for new people and opportunities to come in my life. Because, you know, in the course of doing readings, I've also acquired a lot of friends, too, in the process. So, you know, I'm always looking for people to work with, as in this business, because I do a lot of readings for other readers, too, as well. And it's just you find different people to work with and different things that are going on and that kind of stuff. And it's just a big, it shows you how everybody is connected, not just a few people. Everybody's connected. And I always try to emphasize on that because to help other people who meet, like a woman meets a guy, and we have a connection. I want you to explore the connection and find out what it's all about. Because if we're all connected and we all come from the same source, of course we're connected. But you need to take a look at it. Why? And then you'll understand why you're being attracted to that person. It might just be something that you need in your life at the time on a temporary basis. And just say it is. I mean, we sit here and looked at the stress prayer. The stress prayer was really cool because we have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael, which I've actually have told a lot of people to work with exclusively. So if you take that situation, just think about it for a minute, okay, guys? Just think about it. Did you ever have a... I was sitting there looking at the thing going, I need some help with stress. And this is the first thing. It was kind of funny how I was attracted to this book. So I got this book, and next thing I know, I'm sitting there looking at the thing going, wow, there's a prayer in here on stress. I need that. So I took care of it and everything. And then in the process of working with Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael all the time, I was always looking for other ways to do that, to deal with that. And I found it. So that's why I was recommending the book to you guys, too. Right now in the day, this day and age where everything's changing, you know, we're all looking for all kinds of ways. So therefore, if you're in doubt of what you should do, that's why I was recommending the books. It gives you an example. Okay? And there's prayers to heal your fears. I mean, Dear God, I am willing to release and be healed from all my fears that keep me from receiving your guidance, help, and love. Please help me to heal from any blocks I have that prevent me from knowing your joy. Now, the idea of knowing the joy is also bringing joy in your life, so therefore you'll know the joy on a personal level. But there's another book that she had was called Divine Guidance, How to Have a Dialogue with God and Your Guardian Angels. Now, this is a book too, because it's not just a book on that, but I guess you would say it talks about the avenues and your connections and the four clairs, and how they all work together for us to have those conversations with our angels. And the more that those channels are open, the more easier it is to accept that guidance and to be spontaneous and change things in your life. So what are you going to do? Are you going to change things? And we're getting down to a minute left in the show. I'm sorry, guys, but I want to thank everybody for being on the show. I want to thank all the callers that called in. Thank you for all your support. And if you want to call me for a private reading, the number is 937-838-6337. My website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And we're having specials right now till the end of February, which is $10 for an hour reading and $5 for a half-hour reading. And if you want to sit there and get a block of time, which I've been advertising, it's 11 one-hour readings for $100 and 6 one-hour readings for $50. And if you want to do the 6 half an hour readings, that's only $40. So jump in there. If you do the math, you'll find out that's actually cheaper than $10 an hour. And I would just be happy and joy as a clam to work with each and every one of you. And like I said before, thank you all for calling the show. Thank you for all tuning in and listening. I appreciate every one of you. And thank you for the support of the show. And like I said, I'm telling everybody else, if you want to donate money to the show, you're more than welcome to do so. There's a thing on my website where you can do that as well. I mean, if you only donate a dollar or 50 cents or whatever you feel like donating, it's all appreciated. And thank you. We've had people that already done that, and for every one of you guys out there who have donated to the show, thank you. I appreciate every penny of it. It's really come in handy. It's really been really helpful, and you just have been there supporting me, which takes a lot of pressure off my shoulders as well. And I always say every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And thank you. Be with us tomorrow when we are going to be talking about more angels and whatever goes on, but we'll also be doing some free readings, so tune in. Thank you. Bye-bye. Why does that thing keep popping up all the time? Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm having so much fun. I'm going...